Classifieds today, 303-279-5541.
This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
Handover of power in Iraq, and NBC's Richard Engel in Baghdad says Iraqi officials expect more violence.
It seems like the Iraqi forces are now bracing and preparing to take the fight that saw them definitely on the back foot yesterday with attacks across the country that left around 100 people dead. Now it seems, according to these Iraqi officials, that they want to take the battle to the insurgents themselves.
President Bush is asking European leaders for more help in Iraq. He'll be meeting with them in Ireland and also attend a NATO summit in Turkey. No comment yet from Vice President Dick Cheney on an allegation he cursed at Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy on the Senate floor. Cheney, angry over Leahy's criticism of military contracts in Iraq. Cheney is alleged to have told the senator to perform an anatomically impossible act. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Want to make it a super weekend? Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale this Saturday and Sunday only, with super savings storewide and extra savings coupons. Take an extra $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, or an extra $15 off $75 or more. Plus, get there early Saturday for fantastic doorbusters, 9 a.m. till 1. For super storewide savings, it's the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 27th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150, KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 67 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A Denver meth lab was busted yesterday. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Well, we have an overturned cement truck that has northbound lanes of Santa Fe from County Line to Mineral closed right now. The truck is blocking both lanes, and the southbound traffic is not moving very well either. Suggest an alternate route if you're headed that way. It'll be a while before that is going to get cleaned up. Denver, this report brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Government. Tired of high gas prices? Get a free $10 gas card. Register for the Denver Regional Council of Government's Carpool Plus program at carpoolplus.org. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police busted a suspected meth lab yesterday. 4 people arrested at the home on South Newton Street. 2 young children also found in the home, a 2-year-old and an infant. They were removed from the location and are being cared for by social services. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. That nice midweek weather is leaving Metro Denver today. Chad Gimmestad says cooler weather is going to roll in this afternoon.
Probably have a fair number of showers and thunderstorms around, maybe a few severe thunderstorms. It's sort of marginal for that kind of stuff, but certainly some of the storms will have small hail with them.
Gimmestad says this weekend our temperatures will be in the 70s. That's 10 to 15 degrees below normal. GOP Senate hopeful Bob Schaefer says Attorney General Ken Salazar is neglecting his job to campaign around the state for the Democratic nomination for Senate. Schaefer and Salazar are running on the Republican side for Ben Nighthorse Campbell's Senate seat. Nighthorse Campbell is vacating that seat at the end of his term. In sports, the Colorado Rockies continuing their road trip with a 3-game stop in Cleveland. Jeff Fusaro takes the mound tonight for the Rocks, who shut out the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 yesterday, taking that series 2-1. The Orkin man knows just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
More and more Denver radio listeners are tuning to AM 1150 KNRC and our unique Both Sides Talk approach.
This is the only radio station that I have programmed into my radio at home.
I think it's absolutely wonderful that the station has as a goal that it wants to hear both sides.
Perhaps you'll be our next satisfied customer. Hear both sides talk. Our personalities welcome opposing sides. AM 1150 KNRC.
Relax. It's me.
Why are
are so many homeowners so cool and calm these days? Because when they needed air conditioning, they knew just what to do. Call your Rheem dealer. Rheem dealers install top-quality, energy-efficient Rheem products. So relax.
Call Team Heating and Air Conditioning for all your heating and cooling needs at 303-286-1589.
Hi, I'm Bill Doyle, owner of Team Heating and Air Conditioning, and I'd like to help you enjoy the benefits of an air-conditioned home this summer. We offer honest pricing, good service, and no gimmicks at Team Heating and Air Conditioning. We can give you a quick quote over the phone and stand by it by asking only a few simple questions. Next-day installation is always available. You will receive a free programmable thermostat with installation and be eligible for a $350 rebate from XL. Call me today, Bill, at 303-286-1589. That's 303-286-1589.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Some scattered thunderstorms possible for us. Low to mid-70s for the high temperature. Mostly cloudy tonight. Some scattered thunderstorms in the evening. Some isolated thunderstorms after midnight. Low 50s, the overnight temperature. For tomorrow, look for mostly cloudy skies. A slight chance of some showers in the morning. Maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Low 70s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 67 now. KNRC news time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks. On AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we are broadcasting live from the Denver Press Club. We do this once a month. We always have a theme. The theme this week is, or this month, is romance, the business of weddings and the business of romance, the underbelly of it and also the overbelly of it. But before we get there, there's an awful lot to talk about, and I want to touch on some of it. Joe Anderson and I went last night to see Fahrenheit 9/11, the new Michael Moore film. It was previewing for the press at Chez Artiste, and let me tell you something. It is sizzling. It is radioactive. You have to see it. This is an incredible piece of work. And I'm seeing that the media spin doctors are already on it, and today's Wall Street Journal gave it a little bit of an agitprop review, that some of it was brilliant, they said, but then they tried to down some others of it. I was surprised that our local critics weren't as four-star about it as I would have been. Lisa Kennedy in the Post gave it 3 stars. Bob Dinnerstein in the Rocky Mountain News only gave it a C. I would tell you what, I think it's a radioactive film. I think it's sizzling. I think you should see it. I think it makes a lot of the points that we have made on Enid Live, and it makes even more points than that, stuff that I hadn't thought about, and I really recommend it. Now, I think the choir is going to see it. So the question is, are people who are not members of the choir going to be moved by it in any way, shape, or form? That's really going to be the question. I think maybe that pool of undecideds, the pool of what the pollsters call the persuadables, maybe those people will be somehow moved off the dime. I think kids for sure. And I think it's going to get a lot of word of mouth. I know that the conservatives are trying to shut it down. That's what being a conservative is all about, I guess. They try to shut it down. They don't trust you to have your own off button in your head to go or not go. But I thought it was a fantastic film. The running time is about 2 hours, 11 or 12 minutes, something like that. It is completely absorbing. I usually have virtually no attention span, and I sat there absorbed. There are many parts that are moving. There are some parts that are funny, especially when Michael Moore is got Congress people. He runs into them in Washington, D.C., and tries to sign up their kids for going to war in Iraq, and of course they all avoid him like he's the plague. Also, Dick Cheney curses Senator Patrick Leahy on the Senate floor, tells him to go F himself, if we can trust CNN's reporting. If it were over the air, he'd be getting about a $3 million fine for that. What do you think? I think what this is a barometer of is how much stress the administration is under, beginning to crack, and whatever veneer of civility they thought they had, beginning to vaporize. Also, the other story I have got to touch on, I can't believe it. The panel that was investigating the CU football scandal, made some harsh recommendations. In, for example, Dick Tharp, that he even has his job. It is an amazement to me. And when they came to Elizabeth Hoffman, they decided to leave it in the hands of the regents, because had it been, I think, left to their hands, the panel investigating the CU recruiting scandal, I think they would have said goodbye to Elizabeth, that maybe it's time to consider somebody else as president of CU. Half of the word that apparently Elizabeth Hoffman considers an endearment. Well, not only did the regents act like the Three Stooges and embrace her big time, but guess what? They want to give her a salary hike. They want to sign her to a multi-year contract. They were first talking about a 10% increase in salary. Now they're talking about maybe a 5% increase. She makes $400,000 a year. You do the math. So those are some of the stories that I wanted to touch on before we got underway in the business of romance. And finally, in Bill Johnson's column, and I fully expect to see him because he's a big devotee of the Denver Press Club and very often found in the poker games around here. He's talking about libraries. And it was a story that I saw yesterday where you had a bunch of mothers who really triumphed against impossible odds in Weld County, and they were able to get both the House and the Senate to go for a library, and then Governor Owens vetoes it. Governor, I'll see if I can keep my pants zipped up because my brains are hopeless. Owens, this, you know, he vetoes this whole idea. And so Bill Johnson is saying in his column today in today's Rocky Mountain News, what does it say about a community when it can't get its fiscal act together enough to fund, of all things, its libraries? Of course, he says it speaks volumes, and none of it is very good. And, of course, I think that the Denver Public Library, I'm a great devotee of libraries. I love them. I've spent a lot of hours in libraries, and libraries have returned the compliment. They have enriched my life immeasurably. Books have enriched my life immeasurably. Reference librarians have taken pity on me and have been extremely helpful. And then you go to places like the Cherry Creek Library in the Denver system, and there are hardly any books in there. There are a lot of CDs to check out. There are a lot of DVDs to check out, videos and that kind of thing. Not too many books, because guess what? The facility doesn't hold too many books because the floor won't hold it. So you would think, you know, maybe you should put a library in a building where the floors can actually hold the books. Wouldn't that be a novel idea? In fact, they were talking about trying to close down that branch. This, the Denver Public Library. You go to the Central Library, the magazine section is a scandal. So badly organized. I haven't been in there. I fled the couple of times that I've been there, so if they've organized it, I haven't seen it. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. And as we move away from some of the headlines that we would have been talking about today, we're moving into the area that we have scheduled, and that is the theme today is because we're in June. June is traditionally the month of weddings and romance, and I'm not buying anybody a wedding gift anymore until I see if that wedding takes for the first year or so. And we're joined in this segment by Denise Snyder. And Denise has a store, and I have been in that store, called Marielle's. It's in Larimer Square. She makes elegant but affordable wedding dresses, not the kind that go for $10,000 for five figures and up, but beautiful handmade dresses. Thank you so much for joining us, Denise.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, are you the shop is yours, Marielle is your shop?
Yes.
It's right there next to Crybaby Ranch, or is it right across the street from Crybaby? You're right next to Crybaby Ranch.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 23rd anniversary tonight. We're having a big party.
Oh,
come on down.
Happy anniversary. Where, at the store?
We are.
Is everybody invited, or just some of us?
Oh, you know, you can come on down. It's going to be a great night. Come on down.
Yep, Mary. They'll have a Justice of the Peace there.
Exactly.
The Justice of the Pieces, yes.
Yes.
All right. You're selling ready-made stuff and custom-made stuff? Tell me about the shop.
We sell off the rack. So if you decide today you want to get married tomorrow, come on down. We can fit you. We have a great selection. Our gowns are average $600. The highest is about $1,200, $1,400. So we're very affordable. And we were voted by 5280 last year as the most affordable bridal store. And we have excellent service and we love it. I mean,
make custom bridal wear?
We make custom as well. I have a gal that they're beautiful Venetian laces, and you know,
how long does it take to get one of those made? If I get married, I want to know where I can go really quick.
You know, we can rush it. We could do it in 2 weeks.
Now, here's what I know about bridal stores, and I have never been married, so I'm going to put that out there, right? So the possibility of me getting married in the next 2 weeks.
I want to see you here.
It's pretty remote.
Marielle.
Unless you supply the groom or just the dress?
Well, we're working on that. That's going to be our next party. I need to hook up all my great gals that haven't met anybody. We're going to have this party.
This is
we're going to connect.
A bunch of us went to Indian Market in Santa Fe, and my friend Francie in the Francie Mobile. So Francie zooms us to Santa Fe, and then on the way back, we stop at the Broadmoor, because I had only heard about the Broadmoor, but I had never seen the Broadmoor. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a great place to get married. And so I said to Francie, do they supply the room, but do they supply the groom? So this is the problem here. All right. So here's what I know about wedding store, wedding, you know, places where you can buy wedding clothes. That they have it in only one size, and then you have to order it. You don't really have the right size.
We carry different sizes in our stores. So we have a variety from 4 to 14. And we can't order if we don't have your size. We're not totally off the rack. So if you're, you know, 12 and we have a 10, you love the dress, we can order it for you.
What tales of weddings can you tell us?
A couple. One, our most famous bridal customer was Bill Cosby. He came in.
He bought a dress from you?
He bought a dress as a spoof for Bobby Rifkin. It was probably, I don't know, how many years ago? Maybe 8 years ago.
He came in a really
Well, maybe a little 11 years ago. And he came. He's been a customer of mine since we opened for other things as well. But anyway, he came in and wanted, he was in town, and he wanted to have a spoof. Bobby was dating somebody, and he wanted to give him a bridal dress on stage. I think he was performing downtown here. And he did it, and Bobby didn't get married to this gal. So it was kind of not a great thing. Yeah, so that's
and
why
he's... And did you have a bride who liked this store so much she wanted to get married there?
Oh, we did. We had a gal that was a customer for years. We also sell other clothes as well. We're not just totally bridal. So we do sell evening wear.
Stepford Wives. You look gorgeous. Look at that outfit. Oh, that's wonderful.
Stepford Wives look. And so she came in and she wanted to, she loved our store so much that she wanted to get married in my store. And I said, you know, I'm thinking visually, you know, the photos of clothes hanging behind you and your beautiful gown. And I said, you know, let's go somewhere else in Lumber Square. So she got married outside in a courtyard, and it was snowing. It was freezing. There was just myself and another witness. And this is what I think brides sometimes get too crazy with all the planning and all this drama, and they don't enjoy it and have fun.
If there are only two people who are going to be at the wedding, and why even get a bridal dress? Why not just get
Well,
nice
it was more of an informal gown. It wasn't. I sell informals as well. But we were outside there in the courtyard, and it was just so beautiful. It was one of the most simple, elegant weddings. It was just gorgeous back there in Lumber Square, where the Bistro Vendome is, that courtyard back there.
Yeah.
So this gal, I don't know what she was, that performed the ceremony. At the end of the ceremony, we heard this clapping, and we looked up, and we didn't know, but all the people in the office buildings up were watching it, and their windows were open, and it was like something out of a movie. It was just great.
Oh.
It was so magical.
Like
Umbrellas really...
of Cherbourg or something.
Yeah. But, you know, my point is they don't have to be so elaborate. Sometimes, you know.
Simple is better.
The most simple or the most magical, so.
Do you ever track your customers to see if there's any longevity in the weddings? If they buy a gown from you, they're going to stay married a little bit longer or no?
That's interesting. I'd like to do that. We have sold a couple dresses to the same bride. Maybe three is our top one. We've been sold bridal 12 years. That's not the best record. But
three to the same. We should do a serial monogamous.
Three.
You should throw in a box of Rice Krispies because you are a serial.
There we go.
Well, Denise, what should we know? What should anybody know when they're going to... It's confusing. I passed by... I'm sure it's a competitor of yours, and I shouldn't say it. Ours.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, they're not a competitor. They're in a whole different bracket, and we send brides to ours if we
Why
don't
are
have...
they in a different bracket? Because it looked to me like these were really high-end dresses.
They start. I could be wrong, but I think they start in the 2000. A gal was in our store the other day, and so they start around 2500. They have some less, but basically they're...
And they
you know,
go up
higher
to
range.
What? To high?
Gosh, I'll bet 10, 12, 15, whatever. You'll have to ask them. But we send people to ours. It's a great bridal store for a local store. They do a great job.
They have, each dress is so huge and voluminous
yeah.
that they take up enormous amounts of room. And
yeah.
It was just like this, almost like an airplane hangar of bridal dresses.
Yes.
I'm exaggerating, but only slightly. And here were these gaggle of girls getting married with their moms, and it was really kind of fun to watch.
It is fun. It's such a great feeling when you get the right dress for the right girl, and they're crying, and the mother's crying. We had a gal come back this week. She brought her mom in, and her mom came back to see the dress for the second time with the father, and the mother's like, oh, I can't do this again. I mean, you cry, you get so emotional, but it's great.
You might get cynical after a while, I'm talking with Denise Snyder. Her shop is called Marielle's, and it's in Larimer Square, and it's right next to Roxanne's Crybaby Ranch, where I'm a frequent flyer there.
We love Roxanne. I have the same birthday. We're Capricorns. We have a great time there.
And you're listening to Enid Live, a special edition, Fabulous Friday edition, coming to you live from the Press Club. Do you ever get cynical about it, having watched, you know, the same woman come
in what way?
By three different... Well, you know, you look at it and you think, are they going to stay married? You know, it's the big production number, and are they really suited to each other? Are they going to be married in a year from now?
You can tell a lot of times.
How can you tell? What are the key indicators?
Oh, you know, I met him a month ago, and we're getting married, you know, in a couple of weeks. And, you know, some of those you kind of wonder, I mean... I don't think I could do that.
No.
I have to know him a little longer than that, but.
Well, 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know, for the most part, it's really a fun.
Was it George Bernard Shaw? Somebody talked about marriage, well, actually second marriage to be precise, but I could say this about marriage, as a triumph of optimism over experience.
Well, yeah.
Are you married, Denise?
I just had my 15th anniversary last night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So if we want to get married, we can get married. We can get the right dress quickly from you at Marielle in Larimer Square.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us
today. Thanks for having me.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. Come down and join us for lunch. You don't have to be a member to do it on the days that we broadcast from the Press Club, and the food is terrific. We're waiting for some to come down right now. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Terracotta Warriors, a new action musical. Terracotta Warriors combines extravagant dance and songs with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of the first emperor of China, Terracotta Warriors is a story of rule by terror, loyalty by force, and love by decree. Fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse the audience in the emotion, the drama, and the battles of the 2nd century BC. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors plays the Buell Theater July 6th through the 18th. Tickets are now on sale at all King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday morning.
You can count on us to find the best hidden shopping gems in Denver.
And two of the best shopping treasures are The Perfect Petal and Posh, across the street from each other in the Highland neighborhood.
The Perfect Petal is a contemporary botanical boutique. This season, they're carrying the hot floral trend. Big, bold flowers in citrus colors or giant orchid stems. For your backyard, don't miss their glass-blown bird feeders and handmade torches.
Across the street is Posh, a glam boutique filled with romantic, European, and old-world inspired jewelry, housewares, glasswares, lighting, and unusual gifts.
And the best baby fashions and accessories in the city. No baby will look like your Posh baby when you shop at Posh's baby department. Don't forget their baby registry.
Posh and the Perfect Petal at Lowell and 32nd Avenue in the Highland neighborhood. Open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 5. 720-855-8279. That's 720-855-8279.
Tell them Style Matters says they give good shopping.
The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is here. Spend a memorable summer night in the historic setting of Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder and hear great artists from around the world and across the musical spectrum. On Wednesday, June 30th, see the critically acclaimed Richard Thompson at Chautauqua. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit Chautauqua.com. The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Series is brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow off earlier lows, now off by 35 points. The Nasdaq up 4 points. The economy, weighed down by a bloated trade deficit, grew at a slower than expected 3.9% pace in the first quarter. Investors see this as a sign of less inflation risk, even though it raises questions about economic strength in the months ahead. American consumers' moods brightened in June, and sales of existing single-family homes rose in May to the highest monthly pace on record. The sky may be brightening for Southwest Airlines. It's reached a tentative agreement with its flight attendants union, ending a two-year stalemate. Walmart and Rite Aid will pay a total of nearly $10 million in penalties to settle lawsuits charging they submitted false prescription claims to government insurance programs. People go into eBay to simply buy and sell stuff, but as the internet auction site and marketplace becomes increasingly popular, middlemen now popping up to help people sell their stuff. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Faster news served for the person on the go. Find it here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, another long set of uninterrupted talk. Here's Enid Goldstein.
12:26 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We invite you to come down and have lunch. The room is filling up. You don't have to be a member on the days when we're broadcasting live. The food is wonderful. Chef Daniel does a great job. And we are on Glen Arm between 13th and 14th, right across the street from the Denver Athletic Club, the DAC. So come on down. We are, the theme this month's show is weddings and romance, and we are joined in this segment by Carol Wallace, who is an author and has written a book all about weddings. Carol, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Ian, and I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Your previous book was The Official Preppy Handbook, so I'm sure that gave you a lot of experience for writing the one on weddings. Give us the exact title for the one on weddings.
It's called All Dressed in White. Oops. And there's a subtitle, which is The Irresistible Rise of the American Wedding.
Talk to me about that. Why did you decide to write a book about weddings?
Actually, it's been an obsession of mine. Weddings have been an obsession of mine for most of my life. I actually grew up across the street from a church, and when I was a little girl, my sisters and I would spend our Saturdays in June on the front porch, and it was as if the weddings were being put on for our private entertainment. We got to the point where we were rating the brides. We would rate the bridesmaids' dresses. Did they have a limousine? Did we like the flowers? And I have always been really interested. In fact, I did write the wedding parts of the Official Preppy Handbook. And then later, I wrote a book called To Marry an English Lord, which is a kind of Victorian social history. And I read a lot of New York Times wedding announcements from the 1870s through the turn of the century. And,
what
you know,
did you
it never
out?
Got boring.
What did you find out about reading all those? I read the wedding announcements, too, for some reason, in the New York Times, because you have to be fairly exalted to even be listed in the New York Times. And nobody knows exactly what it takes to list you, except maybe good social connections.
Now it's more a matter of achievement. If you've watched the way they've changed, it used to be that, you know, a social register listing would get you in pretty much. But now, if you look, those people are really high-powered. You know, they have done things with their lives by the time they get married. It's actually kind of a very interesting group. Where did we start with this? What was your original question?
Well,
What are your observations about weddings? I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine in Aspen over the weekend. We were there covering the Food and Wine magazine, the Aspen Classic that they do every year. And she said there are people who, you know, the destination wedding is a big deal now. Some of these places that you want to rent, just the rental of the place for the wedding, no food, no nothing, $15,000. People are spending a fortune.
And some of these marriages,
if you're lucky, they last for 5 minutes.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because in a way it's hard not to think that in some respects people are putting a lot of money and effort into the marriage themselves, into the wedding, because they're not so sure about the fate of the marriage. You know, you sort of feel like sometimes that is happening. At the same time, you know, I think the weddings have reached an all-time peak of elaboration, for sure. I think part of it's also due to the celebrity culture. You pick up any issue of People or in Style, and there's always a wedding in it, and the bride's always wearing Vera Wang, and her diamond is always 4 carats, and she's always got, you know, whitened teeth, and it gets to the point where if you're a normal person, you feel that you must do it that way, that there is no other way to get married. And that's a pretty exalted level to be starting at.
Are you married?
I am. I married actually back in 1983, and we were just coming down from the kind of hippie era, you know, so I got away with like a little linen dress and a wreath of flowers in my hair, for which my parents were extremely grateful, I'm sure. But it hadn't really gotten into the full-blown white satin and, you know, ice swans and cigar bars and all that stuff that it's gotten to now.
So you think that there's a correlation between the elaborateness of the wedding and how unsure everybody is that the wedding is actually, that the marriage will really take?
Well, I think it certainly is a suspicion in everyone's mind. You don't marry these days without being aware that 40% of marriages end in separation or divorce. So that's part of it. But I do think there's also a healthier attitude, which is that people are scattered all over the country now. Their families are everywhere. Their friends are everywhere. And I think part of the reason weddings get to be so elaborate is that you have guests traveling for a long, long distance, and you really feel that you want, A, to spend some time with them, not just, you know, the brief portion of the reception, but perhaps, you know, a lunch beforehand, a brunch the next day. But also you want to give them something that's worth traveling for. I think that certainly is in the back of many couples' minds.
You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. And, excuse me, my guest is Carol Wallace, who has written a book called All Dressed in White, The Irresistible Rise of the American Wedding. Carol, I'm on my way to a wedding, and this is really a destination wedding, and I'm going next, a week from today, to Tuscany, where my cousin is getting married, and here's what she did. She's gonna get married in town in the registry, so I think it's gonna be not a fancy thing.
Uh-huh.
And her husband is Irish, and she's American, and she teaches at one of the American schools in Switzerland, and she, I think it's going to be very simple, and I don't know really what to wear, but she has booked a villa, and so all of us are staying at the villa, and it's kind of going to be informal. Everybody pays their own, you know, flies there, gets there on their own, and pays their portion of the villa, but that's the way she's decided to do it, so I hope it works out.
You know, I am actually getting goosebumps hearing this. It sounds just lovely. I'm all for paring things down to the simplest possible configuration, and in some respects it's easier for the emotions to actually be perceived and shared when you have a smaller, more intimate group of people. And you know, when you're in a situation like that with the two families coming from very different places, and obviously your cousin has made her life someplace new as well, I think that's a really cool way to do it. It could be very hot, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think so too. The weather being hot. What advice do you have for brides? When we talk about these fabulous events that are really expensive and overblown, it's usually for the first-time bride. It's usually for the bride, the younger bride. What about the older bride? And what observations and what advice would you give a bride of any age?
Well, particularly I think for the older brides, it's perhaps easier for an older woman who has worked and lived on her own for a while to discern what it is that she really, really wants to have happen that day. You know, what do you want to take away from this occasion? When I was marrying, I didn't want to be one of those numb brides who just walks through the whole thing feeling as if it wasn't happening to her. And I think that as you get older, you can sort of get a better fix on what it is that, you're looking for. And that being the case, then
what should we be looking for? A meaningful moment? And when you say a numb bride, is it these young brides who have so much going on with all the pre-parties and the showers and the attention to the hair and the photography and the videography and everything else that they, you know, go through the motions and really aren't even half there?
I think that may be it, and I think there is a strong tendency actually to look at the wedding as something that is being filmed for video and for still photography, and to pay attention more to what it's going to look like than what it actually feels like. And I think, yes, a meaningful moment, time spent with the people you love, that's, after all, you know, part of the point of being there is, you know, they're coming to see you and to support you at this moment, and you want to make sure you really connect with them. And really,
but a lot of times the wedding is the moment when all the family squabbles really blossom into a huge amount of mess.
That is definitely true. There is so much tension around it. Our minister, when we got married, said to us, it was wonderful advice, just pretend they're all animals in a zoo and throw them some hamburger every now and then. Which we took to mean, you know, concede where you, it, every now and then, you know, give them something they want and make sure that you stick on what you really want, which could be a small, you know, a small ceremony and a big reception, or it could be not wearing a white dress, or it could be not wearing mom's dress, or any number of things.
Thank you so much, Carol Wallace, for joining us today. Carol Wallace has written not only the official Preppy Handbook, but also All Dressed in White, The Irresistible Rise of the American Wedding. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Enid. Bye-bye.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club here on AM 1150 KNRC. 12:35, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 68 degrees. A Denver woman was assaulted near Mount Evans yesterday. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We have an overturned cement truck that's still causing problems in the south part of the metro area. Northbound lanes of Santa Fe from County Line to Mineral still closed, and those lanes are not expected to reopen for another half hour to an hour. Watch out for a stall on the on-ramp to southbound I-25 from Arapahoe Road. This report being brought to you by Hyatt. Make your weekends longer this summer at Hyatt. Get 20% off your regular room rate any day, Thursday through Sunday at participating Hyatts through September 6th. Book on Hyatt.com today. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A Denver woman riding her bike near Echo Lake Lodge near Mount Evans was attacked yesterday by an unknown suspect. The woman was tied up and assaulted. She was later found by another cyclist. Investigators have a description of the suspect. They haven't released it yet, though. This report brought to you by Dex. Rick Stanley has been found guilty of two felony counts of attempting to influence a public official after sending threatening letters to two judges if they didn't reverse his conviction for carrying a firearm onto public property. Stanley had threatened to have the judges arrested by his militia, which would then put the judges on trial for treason. Stanley is out on bond until his sentencing in September. A decision from the U.S. Supreme Court could affect a number of cases in Colorado. The High Court has ruled that only juries can make decisions to hand down sentences beyond what's considered normal. The court says the juries can impose the aggravated sentences, which are harsher, depending on the circumstances. The ruling means that state lawmakers may have to adjust the language of some crime bills. Dex is your most complete source for local information in the book, on CD-ROM, and at DexOnline.com. Dex knows. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:37.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment. investment properties with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment property funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. We have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies for us through the afternoon, maybe some scattered thunderstorms, mostly cloudy tonight, evening thunderstorms likely, then maybe some isolated thunderstorms after midnight, low 50s for the overnight temperature. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of some showers in the morning, then maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon with a low 70 high temperature for us. Partly cloudy and 70 now, KNRC news time is 1239. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Susan, and I notice a flatter, sexier tummy in 19 days with Gelathin.
I'm Melissa. My stomach and butt tighter in about a week and a half with Gelathin.
I'm Tina. Gelathin helped my legs firm up in about 2 weeks.
Rachel, I'm 32 with a baby. Diet and exercise isn't enough to get rid of that embarrassing pouch on my waistline until I use Gelathin. Tummy pouch gone in like 2 weeks.
Hi, this is Cindy, and all I have to say is they finally came out with a product that gets rid of that cellulite.
My third week on Gelathin. Smoother legs, leaner arms, better toned. I can't believe how well it works.
Yeah, it's easy. My midsection and arms are toning up. I'll bet you. Gelathin is what celebrities use to get that no-fat, perfect-shaped look.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Gelathin. It's guaranteed. Call 800-870-9641. For a flatter, sexier tummy, call 800-870-9641. Call now. 800-870-9641. Rub out the fat in 19 days at 800-870-9641.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where,
but it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:41 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We invite you to come down and join us for lunch. We have lots of people here, and we're having a good time. And the theme of this month's program, we do them, we always have a theme, is romance, because this is the month of June. We're going to have brides on. We have all kinds of people who are going to be joining us today. And we're talking about romance and weddings. And my guest in this segment is Misha Belfer. Misha, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Misha is a hairdresser from Russia, and he does bridal hair. So how is bridal hair different from anybody else's hair? I mean, what has to be special about doing somebody's hair for the magic moment?
Well, we have to remember that it's a bride's special day, her only day, hopefully. We always try to have a trial before that to know exactly what her hair is going to look like the day of the wedding. And a lot of brides are really concerned about their hair on their wedding day, and a lot of them are really nervous about it. So sometimes they won't have to do two trials, and brides grow their hair out for a year before they have a wedding. I have a lot of clients now that I'm cutting their hair, and they're my regular client, but they're going to have a wedding in a year or so, and they're growing it out to make sure it looks good for the wedding.
Turning them into little chia animals.
That's right.
What do you have to have, because you have the headdress, you know, the bridal veil, the whole headdress, the whole deal. What kind of hairstyles do you have to have that really complement that for most brides?
When the brides come for a consultation, I always have to find out what kind of jewelry she's wearing in her hair, if she's wearing a veil, if she has a crown on her head. And a lot of brides nowadays don't put anything in their hair. Some of them wear veils. Some of them wear everything. I had a bride a couple of weeks ago, and she had everything possible in her hair.
Like what?
She had a crown, she had a veil, she had jewelry, she had a hairpiece down to her waist, and she wanted her hair really big, and it was
Wait till the husband takes all that stuff off on the wedding night and finds out there's nothing there. He's going to want his money back. He's going to come after you, Misha.
Okay.
What did you do when she had all these things? Like she had little skyscrapers. And
pretty much she looked very medieval, kind of a period movie look. It was funny because I asked her how tall her husband is, and he was shorter than she was, and her hair was about 5 inches high. But that's what she wanted. It was her day, and she was very happy. So I think that's very important for the brides to do what they want and not listen to anybody, because it's their day, and they have to look beautiful and feel beautiful.
Can you tell, given the bride and the hairdo that they want and all the stuff they put on their head for getting married, can you tell if that marriage is going to last?
Well,
this one doesn't sound too good.
No, it doesn't.
What was your take on this one, this woman who had everything in her hair?
I don't know if it would last very long, but as a hairdresser, I get to spend a lot of time with the bride, especially right before the wedding and the bridesmaids, because I sometimes go to their house. So you can kind of see the dynamic of the family and of the bridesmaids and between her mother and the mother-in-law, and I kind of can tell how everything is going, because
if there's a lot of tension, it doesn't look like things are going to be
sometimes
terrific.
There's a lot of tension, and sometimes I'm very surprised with the brides that pick out their bridesmaids, and the bridesmaids are acting really nasty during the whole bridal, pre-bridal.
Nasty toward the bride.
They don't say how beautiful she looks. I really don't understand that, so I would encourage brides to pick out their bridesmaids very carefully and make sure they're supportive of them.
This is like Cinderella and her horrible stepsisters. What else do you notice doing people's hair? Because everybody knows that you're, as a hairdresser, you're the repository of everybody's deepest, darkest secrets, particularly their deepest, darkest romantic secrets. So what do you observe when people are getting married? And what do you see in the older bride?
I think the older brides, when you hear the story of the romance, you hear that they've been together for 5 years and they decided to get married. Some people have been dating for years, 10, 15, and then they decide to have a marriage. I think that's very special, and you know that's going to last. And sometimes you hear, you know, I've dated this guy for about 6 months, and we're going to have this fabulous wedding with 500 guests, and I'm going to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And then you kind of question yourself on how true the love is, or she just wants to get married to show people that she's married. And
the other thing is, and this is sort of counterintuitive, is a lot of couples who live together, the minute they get married, the relationship heads south for some reason. Sometimes the marriage only lasts about a year, and meanwhile they have lived together for 10, 15, 20 years. But somehow it does. The relationship, once they're actually married, sometimes doesn't really survive.
That happens.
Have you seen that?
Sometimes. Not in my experience, but I know a lot of brides that actually move in with their fiancés like about half a year before. I just have a client now that's moved in, and she's doing really well and getting ready for the wedding. I said, well, how is it going? She said, it's very challenging to live with him, but I'm learning, you know, about myself, about him, and she's very happy about moving in with him and experiencing it before she actually gets married.
So what is your advice to brides everywhere? If any of us is contemplating marriage, what do we need to know about being a good bride, hairdos? What are some of your observations?
Well, number one, make sure you have a trial before the wedding day. Make sure you know what your hair looks like. When you come to the trial, try to do a little research and look at the hairstyles and kind of come with an idea of what you want to look like. Make sure you have good bridesmaids. That's very important.
Who tell you look beautiful.
Who tell you you look beautiful and support you on your special
day.
What
are some of the bridal disasters you've witnessed? Any?
Well, I've seen brides crying and bridesmaids being really upset about their hair, because a lot of time brides want to look their bridesmaids a certain way, which I support because it's their wedding, not the bridesmaid's.
And the bridesmaid thinks that the bride is making him look ugly? Is that the story?
Quite a bit, yes.
So then they mutiny against the bride? Is that?
Pretty much, but that just.
And then they go down the aisle with an attitude.
Yes,
they're really sullen.
Yes, that happens.
Do you go to the weddings of the people who's? You're right there when they're getting married, right before the ceremony.
Yeah, I've been invited to a lot of weddings, and I'm doing a wedding in the fall in the mountains, and it's a very nice wedding, and I got an invitation. So you kind of build a relationship with the bride. It becomes not only your client but also your friend, and they come and see you.
From your point of view, what makes for a good wedding? Everybody's happy.
I think
the bridesmaids don't diss the bride.
Right. I think a good wedding.
The in-laws are getting along together. The step parents are okay with each other. Nobody's openly snarling.
Yes, good energy mainly. I don't think it doesn't matter what kind of dress she has, what kind of food is at the wedding. good energy. I just heard about the wedding last week. They were serving Subway sandwiches for the wedding, but everybody had so much fun. So,
oh, what a wonderful idea. What a great quirky idea, if that's all you can do.
Yeah, it was a very low-budget wedding, but everybody said there was love in there and there was good energy and people were happy, and I think that's the most important thing.
Where can we get our hair done? By you, Misha. Where are you? Where
I work
are you
at Salon 231 in Cherry Creek between 2nd and 3rd at 231 Detroit. And I also can come to your wedding and do your hair at your location.
Would you,
or at
do
your
I have
house.
To wait till I get married for you to do my hair?
No, I can do it any time.
You don't provide the groom, you just...
I only do women's hair, haircuts, color, and bridal hairstyles.
Misha, thank you so much for joining
thank you for
us
having
today.
Me.
I'm glad to know that things are not always growing in everybody's hair. Sometimes they could have algae and goldfish in there. Does anybody ever do any of that stuff? Because, you know, in the 1700s in France, these Marie Antoinette hairdos, they had goldfish. They had all these really interesting things in there, in these huge wigs, these elaborate wigs. Does anybody ever ask you to do goldfish or dopey things like that?
Not yet. We're going towards simpler styles nowadays. But I know some brides keep their hairstyle for about 3-4 days. I had a bride, she called me when she said she kept it for a week. She loved it so much. So that's kind of what we did in the 17th century, and they kind of picked it with a pick, scratching. So.
Who knows what would fly out of it. Misha Belfer, thank you so much
for joining
us today. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sell your car.
Phil, what is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers in 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who'll help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people and real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry. Call Community Classifieds today, 303-279-5541.
Who put the bop in the bop shibop shibop? Sha-na-na! If dancing, rocking, and rolling makes you smile, be sure to attend the Sha-na-na concert at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center Saturday, July 3rd for a rockin' good time.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
KNRC is proud to sponsor this family fun event. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. and after the concert, you'll be treated to a fabulous fireworks display the whole family will enjoy. So don't delay. Order your tickets today calling 303-797-8565. Tickets are $18, and you can also order online at www.hudsongardens.org. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center will open at 6:30 p.m., so plan to come early, bring a picnic dinner, a soft blanket, and start enjoying an evening of fun. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center also has a great concession stand. Beer and wine also available. Sha-na-na, July 3rd at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center. Call today for tickets or visit them online at www.hudsongardens.org. Sponsored in part by Westward.
I was driving to work when I realized I had on one black shoe and one brown shoe. But I kept on going anyway. I mean, I can't be worrying about fashion faux pas at a time like this. I'm trying to sell my house.
If you're looking to sell your house, let Coldwell Banker make it more relaxing. We don't just list your home. We develop a customized marketing plan to reach more buyers. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com.
All offices independently owned and operated, except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th annual Great West MS-150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the rampart range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS-150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
Your back hurts. It's the moment of choice. What should you take? Truth is, doctors nationwide recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain. Advance to Advil Relief.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong, and you have to be prepared.
The United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150. We're in touch.
The American people will be deciding this election.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNIC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:53 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month. We have lunch at the Press Club. We always have a theme. And the theme for today's show is weddings and romance. This is, after all, the month of June, although there are only a few days left in it. And joining us is our own Darren Gabbard, who is helping to keep us on the air, technical director today, along with Jordan Lyles in the studio. And Darren has a secret life, actually two secret lives, in addition to his professional life here.
Well, just a few secret lives.
A few secret lives, and I will tell two of them. Okay. One is that he can do marriages. He's a minister ordained by the Nobody in Particular Church, I think, the Universal.
Out of Modesto, California.
The one that you send $10 to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
21 years.
He has had a significant career for many years, was a chef, and really was in the position has married people and has done weddings. And I want to talk to you about that, Darren.
All on the same day.
You were talking about a friend of yours who was not able to afford catering. What happened?
Well, no, it wasn't so much that she wasn't able to afford catering. She just wanted to do most of it herself. She did all of the decorations herself. All of her bridesmaids chipped in. You know, they were all very crafty people, and it was a wonderful thing. And then she had been planning this for about 2 years. It was going to be out at Mount Constitution, which is on Orcas Island in the San Juan Islands, just off the coast of Washington, just outside of Seattle. And so she was going to have it on top of this mountain. It was going to be kind of towards sunset. It was going to be a gorgeous day.
How they buried Ronald Reagan. They timed it so it would be the sunset.
Yeah. And from the top of Mount Constitution, you can see the entire Cascade Range from Vancouver all the way down to Seattle on a clear day. And it was a clear day. It was a gorgeous day. And about a year or so before the wedding, I was going to perform the wedding for her. She and her husband, and I called her up and I said, well, how are things going? She says, well, I just don't know how I'm going to afford all of it. Because the marriage business is a racket to begin with. It's amazing how much this stuff costs, right? And catering is an even greater racket. Just, you know, in general, it's a racket. But when you go to weddings, they'll soak you, you know, 10 times, because I know I've been doing catering most of my life. And I said, what do you mean catering? Who's going to cater your wedding? You know, I thought I was going to cater the wedding. She didn't want to burden me. So I ended up saving her about $5,000 by doing the catering for her. And then I also performed the ceremony. And it was at a small resort on Orcas Island right down by the water where we stayed, individual little cabins. And the fact that it actually went off at all, as far as the food side, was amazing, because I didn't have any stoves as such to cook.
What did you make?
It was for about 250 people, and
Have any help? Was it all you, Darren Gabbard?
Well, it was mostly me, and her mom helped, and her aunt, her mom's sister, came out and they helped, but mostly it was me, and I was telling them, okay, you know, I need you to do this and do that. But as far as the cooking was concerned for the hot items, there were about 30 of these cabins with very tiny stoves that you might find in a very small efficiency apartment. And I had to split everything up between all of these stoves and send people out, okay, I need you to put this in that, you know, cabin number 3, put this one over here in cabin number 4, and then collect it all just prior to us coming back. I put it all in before we left. We went up to the mountain, had the ceremony. It was really great. Lots of folks were there. It was actually the Saturday after September 11th.
Oh.
And most of her wedding party was going to come from the East Coast, and they couldn't make it. So her maid of honor was living in Seattle, and she was there, and a couple other of her maids were there. And the groom, the best man, actually was down in Texas, and his company had a corporate jet, and the owner found out that he had to be up there, and he says, well, you can take the corporate jet, and they flew all around the country picking up the best men, and then flew out to Seattle. It was like 3 or 4 days after September 11th. They got special permission to fly.
Wow. Is the couple still married?
Yes, happily so.
Your catering and your conducting the marriage ceremony
and
cemented them. And you still didn't tell us. What did you serve?
Let's see. It was kind of a typical thing. Her side of the family is very Norwegian, so there was there was gravlax, there was lefse. I had a couple other little tidbits. Chicken. We did prime rib.
I was once invited to a potluck wedding.
A potluck wedding.
Yeah, everybody had to bring a dish.
Do it yourself.
Which actually was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Although sort of odd, but yours sounds much nicer, and I'm glad that they're still married.
And it was fantastic. It was a beautiful wedding because we spent the day the morning of.
You know why it was a beautiful wedding?
Why?
Because there was a lot of love.
There was a lot.
There
of love.
There was a lot
Absolutely.
Of love. Everybody might not have been perfect, but it sounds like it really was perfect.
Yeah. Except that the minister cried more than the mother of the bride.
Was that you?
Yes.
Darren Gabbert, that's a wonderful story. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you, Enid.
We are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. This is a fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and the theme this month is weddings and romance, and we're going to be joined in the next hour by a wedding planner and Ellen Rucker, who is a jazz pianist, and Becky Anderson, who's Joe's sister, and she's getting married next week, I guess. And so we have an actual bride who's going to be joining us. And you might have questions, too, particularly as Nancy Chase is a wedding planner. And let me give you the number, 303-382-1150. If you have any kind of wedding questions, we're right here to answer them, even though I've never been married. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. 5 days now till the handover of power in Iraq, and NBC's Tom Aspel says the country braces for more violence.
Outgoing U.S. Chief Administrator Paul Bremer told Marines in Baghdad this morning they had a tough job ahead of them.
Working together to provide the kind of security the Iraqi people want, and security is obviously job number one for all of us.
Iraqi security forces have already begun increasing checkpoints on the highways leading into Baghdad.
President Bush on the road meeting with European officials about getting more international help for Iraq. Word just in that President Bush's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, was interviewed by prosecutors investigating the leak of a CIA operative's name. And Monica Lewinsky says Bill Clinton is lying about their relationship. She tells British reporters his new book makes it seem like she was a piece of dessert on a buffet. Lewinsky says there was a strong relationship. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loop cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Want to make it a super weekend? Don't miss the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale this Saturday and Sunday only, with super savings storewide and extra savings coupons. Take an extra $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, or an extra $15 off $75 or more. Plus, get there early Saturday for fantastic doorbusters, 9 a.m. till 1. For super storewide savings, it's the JCPenney Super Storewide Sale.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 27th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 72 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A gun activist has been found guilty after threatening a couple of judges. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
That overturned cement truck is still being cleared up in the south part of town. Northbound lanes of Santa Fe from County Line to Mineral still closed, and those lanes aren't expected to reopen for about another half hour. You're advised to use an alternate route. Looking at the freeways, we do have some pockets of slowing on I-25 northbound from about 225 through Evans, and slow around northbound 225 near Alameda. Speeds down to around 30 in that area. This report brought to you by Hyatt. Make your weekends longer this summer at Hyatt. Get 20% off your regular room rate any day, Thursday through Sunday, at participating Hyatts through September 6th. Book on Hyatt.com today. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Gun activist Rick Stanley has been found guilty of two felony counts of attempting to influence a public official. He'd been accused of sending letters to two judges threatening to have them arrested by his militia and tried for treason if they didn't reverse his conviction for carrying a firearm onto public property. Militia members were at the trial, as were some uniformed deputies. Stanley is free on bond until his sentencing in September. This report brought to you by DEX. Wetter, cooler weather rolling into Metro Denver, but National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Gimmestad says Metro Denver likely won't be on the receiving end of any severe conditions.
Some of the storms will have some hail with them. Outside chance of getting some stronger thunderstorms with some more serious weather, but we're not expecting it to be a huge severe weather day.
Gimmestad says temperatures will top out in the 70s for the weekend. That's about 15 degrees below average. University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman could be getting a raise soon. The CU Board of Regents has been discussing increasing her $400,000 a year salary. Some regents want to give her a 10% raise, but most have backed away from that amount and are considering a 5% raise, which would still put an extra $20,000 in her pocket before taxes. Because of budget problems, Hoffman turned down a raise last year. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a three-game series in Cleveland tonight with Jeff Facero on the mound for the Rocks. Colorado shut out the Brewers in Milwaukee yesterday, winning the series 2-1. DEX is your most complete source for local information in the book, on CD-ROM, and at DEXOnline.com. DEX knows. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 104.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello?
The tree goes into the mill.
There's a sale at Colorado Mills?
Big ring plus ring.
Okay, I got it. Grand opening sale at Phones Plus in Colorado Mills Mall?
Hello. What's that, honey?
Nothing, Fred. Okay, so what's on sale at Phones Plus?
At any Phones Plus, get a free phone with new activation of an AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, or Sprint plan. $39.99 and above.
Is there more?
Yes, half off MSRP of all accessories.
Well, I know where I'm going. Phones Plus.
Meet you there.
Honey, I'm going to, Sally's.
Okay. Have fun, honey.
Okay, bye.
Phew. Hey, an ad for Phones Plus, Colorado Mills Grand Opening Sale. I have to check out their website at 444plus.com. I wonder if... Oh, hey, Susan!
Call 303-444-PLUS. Why the store with a whole lot more?
Phones Plus.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, we'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon, maybe some scattered thunderstorms. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then maybe some isolated storms after midnight. Low 50s for the overnight temperature. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some afternoon rain and a high in the low 70s. Partly cloudy and 72 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
It's 13:06 according to this clock, but that can't be right, can it? Must be 1:06. 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition at 13:06 of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do these shows once a month. They always have a theme. We did do a little bit of news talk because things are going on in the world. Dick Cheney, for example, if he had said what he had said to Patrick Leahy over the air, he would have been fined maybe $3 million. Who knows? He told him he dropped an F-bomb on Senator Leahy. Can you imagine? Dick Family Values Cheney. Oh, my goodness. Are we surprised? It must be that they're all coming unglued in the White House. Go see Fahrenheit 9/11. I saw it last night. Joe Anderson saw it last night. And I'm going to tell you something. It sizzles. It is radioactive. It is red hot. And it is... You can see why it won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival. We're talking about romance, and we're talking about weddings, and June being the traditional month of brides. We are joined in this segment by Nancy Chase, and her company is Nancy Chase Weddings and Celebrations. She is a wedding consultant. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
What does it mean to be a wedding consultant? What do you do exactly?
Our initial approach with brides is to have them come in for a free initial consult and for us to listen to them about what their vision of the day is.
And what do you provide? The catering, the where it's located?
We can provide everything from location to hairstylists to babysitters to favors to provide gift bags.
Babysitters, you mean if they already have the children before the husband?
No, it's really babysitting for the guests of the wedding that they don't want to be at an adult party till 2 in the morning.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
resources, we're referrals from the beginning, keeping them on track, helping them come up with some creative
ideas.
What's the
most elaborate wedding you've ever planned?
Elaborate?
Or unusual?
Unusual, probably several years ago. The bride was a physician from Chile, and they had a lot of the traditions. It was a traditional Catholic church wedding in Denver, but the reception was held at a cave outside of Denver.
A cave?
A cave.
Is that usual in Chile?
No, it's just that they were...
Was it a chili cave, too? Might have been a chili con carne.
It's a cave that took lots of preparations to clean it out from the animals and the wildlife, and it turned out to be a beautiful Colorado evening and a full moon, and everything went according to plan.
Why did they want to have the reception in a cave?
Just for unique Colorado outdoor... reception with some special touches.
Where did they find that cave?
The cave actually is part of a neighborhood in Denver, but you have to know somebody. It's in a native cave and not too far out of Denver, but you have to know someone to have permission to use it.
And who did? So you had to get somebody to do all the cleanup?
To power wash the sides of the cave and to clean out all the bird nests and bring in a lot of logistics with catering and candle lighting. And
the cave was big enough for people to have a sit-down dinner?
Absolutely. Sit-down dinner, full band, cocktails outside the cave. Probably one of the most difficult weddings I've done.
Are they still married, this couple?
They are happily married and living in Chile.
Oh, my goodness. What was one of the most difficult weddings you've ever engineered?
2 years ago, during the major Colorado fires, I was in Pagosa Springs for 7 days to orchestrate a wedding at three different ranches. Friday night at one ranch for the rehearsal dinner and barn party. Saturday, second ranch for the wedding. Third, on Sunday for a chuck wagon, 6 a.m. breakfast.
This is all for the same couple?
Yes.
This does tire out the couple when they have to do so much entertaining until the happy moment. How old was this couple? Were they young?
They were 24, young.
So this was as much a fantasy and an extravaganza from the parents as it was for the couple itself.
Absolutely. I think 2 weeks ago we did a normal Cherry Hills backyard wedding, and the bride was hardly cognizant at the rehearsal, and we were getting emails all week continuously prior to that she had this lunch and that obligation, and I think she could not wait till they departed on wedding night.
In other words, she was barely there at her own wedding ceremony because she had been so overloaded with activities in advance.
Planned activities from other family members, and she was trying to please lots of families and lots of different combined families, so balancing, and we really encourage them, get lots of rest, drink lots of water, take care of yourself, pamper yourself.
It's like running a marathon, isn't it, in a way? You're, as a wedding consultant, and by the way, if any of you are planning weddings, any of you who are listening who have a wedding coming up, we have here a wonderful and successful wedding planner in Nancy Chase. Her company is called Nancy Chase Weddings and Celebrations. You can call with questions. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Nancy, from your vantage point of having worked with so many brides and on so many weddings, what are some of your observations?
For year 2004, we're seeing some very strong changes. Number one, the number of wedding guests has decreased. I think people are looking for more intimacy with family and friends and the ability to enjoy them. I think destination weddings are a big interest because of that, where they can go away for 3 or 4 days of celebration.
In other words, instead of spending all the money on some great big blowout, take the money and do a destination wedding and have people around you that you love.
Absolutely.
And feel closer to. But isn't that sort of a strain, too? It's like going on a honeymoon with 40 people.
Well, hopefully they can leave that night, but I think that they don't feel cheated from family members and college friends who are scattered around the country, that they have had some time leading up to the wedding, that they could have done water rafting, horseback riding, some golf rounds, and just some fun, so they don't feel like they've put all this money into just one big evening party and extravaganza.
When you do wedding consultation for couples, what does it start? At what price does it start?
We can start at any place from an hour to the maximum number of hours that they would like to use.
So it's an hourly rate that you charge?
We have an hourly rate. We also have three other packages. One is an out-of-state contract. One is extended complete event planning with some bonus hours. And one is our normal complete event planning that we have averaged out to be what most people need, and then we include five extra creative hours for gift bags or delivery of gift bags, picking up chocolates, that sort of thing.
What is the most disastrous wedding that you have observed? I'm sure nothing happened disastrously on your watch, but I'm sure you have probably seen disasters, either actually those that occurred or those in the making.
We like to think that 99% of what we do is behind the scenes when the wedding day comes. And oftentimes these disasters, yes, they do occur, that we have been able to solve them early on in this business. I was at a rehearsal at 7 o'clock on a Friday night in downtown Denver with pouring rain, and the bride stopped the rehearsal and looked at me and said, "I never got a bagpiper." And I went home knowing no bagpipers, and drank 4 beers and ate a cold Chili's hamburger, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, I had 2 bagpipers at her wedding.
Oh, did you ever plan a wedding, and then at the last minute, the bride and groom decided to call it off?
We've had several of those. I say about once a year. We had one that was postponed twice, and rescheduled. We started all the planning again, and it didn't occur, and we had one last year that was postponed in December, the month of the wedding, that never came back to us.
What advice would you offer brides and grooms that, you know, a typical pitfall, that a typical mistake that brides and grooms might make? And by the way, I think I should say here, we are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. I'm Enid Goldstein. It's a Fabulous Friday version of our edition of Enid Live. But the Press Club has become a wonderful place where weddings happen. They do a lot of weddings and ancillary bridal activities here at the Press Club. It's a great jewel box of a place for an intimate wedding.
Which are things we are always looking for.
Right.
Unique sites, smaller for rehearsal dinners, for intimate weddings.
We had our Christmas party here, and it really went beautifully. But what are some of the typical mistakes that brides and grooms might make that you could head them off of?
I think we really try to work very hard with them on being aware of their budget. More budget does not make for a happier, better celebration. And I think when you put additional financial stress upon yourself, it's going to stress the relationships, the family, and the entire day. So we really try to lead them to be as practical as they can. They don't need to throw the wedding that somebody they know in Cincinnati did. You know, the personal touches, their relationships, keeping peace with the family, to be aware of those things make for a much better wedding.
But do you see the tendency to say, this is my special day, screw the family, and then they have to live with the consequences of it? You know, this is my day, I'm going to do it my way, and then they pay a big price for whatever it is that didn't go right.
You
and then families sometimes start to get very demanding around weddings as well.
We kind of work with them, and sometimes we're a really good middle person. I don't like to necessarily see myself, but I think I'm an objective middle party, and our real important thing that we say to them is, this is your wedding day. This is about your friends, your family. It is not about the salmon. It's not about the filet. It is about bringing in readings, music, things that are important to
you. It's about love, mm-hmm. in the widest, deepest sense. If a couple doesn't have enough, if the budget is really tight, what would you recommend?
To limit their guest list and just spend their money on their personal touches. Your previous spokesperson talked about Subway sandwiches. I think we're kind of going back to maybe the beer and wine. People aren't necessarily doing full bars. Heavy hors d'oeuvres don't need the three-hour sit-down dinner. To really personalize it, we did a fabulous wedding last summer at a Boy Scout camp in Elbert. It meant a lot to the groom. And the feelings that left that camp at 2 o'clock in the afternoon were absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Nancy Chase, wedding planner. Her company is called Nancy Chase Weddings and Celebrations. So it's not just weddings. It's any kind of a large event.
It certainly is.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm Ina Goldstein.
Thank
you're listening
you.
To the fabulous Friday edition, the romantic edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one die from our dice collection, roll a 2, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a 6 and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy, you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
We found the greatest location for our store in this older city neighborhood. The place was in complete disrepair, but we had a vision.
Business owners with a vision and a decrepit storefront. Perfect time to call Broadway Construction at 303-926-4410. Broadway Construction offers complete construction services for commercial projects and home repair and remodeling projects of all sizes.
So I shared our vision for the store with Lorne from Broadway Construction, thinking there's no way they can pull this off. Lorne assured me the project was something they could do from conception to completion and within our budget. They worked with us and guided us through each phase of the restoration and remodeling. Our store opened on time and within our budget, and it matched our vision. I was so impressed with Broadway that I've had Broadway redo our basement in Castle Rock, and they restored our friend's house in Boulder.
Start your construction project by calling 303-926-4410. When it comes to commercial or home construction projects of all sizes, do it the right way with Broadway.
Don't miss Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman's free seminar at Colorado Mills Mall this coming Wednesday, June 30th. Learn how to achieve professional style on a budget. This free seminar will be held at Tucano's Brazilian Cafe in the Colorado Mills Mall from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Delicious finger food and refreshments will be served. Also, register to win a $250 shopping spree and lots of great prizes. Call Colorado Mills Mall today to reserve your seat and bring a friend. Call 303-629-2195. That's 303-629-2195.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNIC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
They have it on all the time.
KNIC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow off earlier lows, now off by 35 points. The Nasdaq up 4 points. The economy, weighed down by a bloated trade deficit, grew at a slower than expected 3.9% pace in the first quarter. Investors see this as a sign of less inflation risk, even though it raises questions about economic strength in the months ahead. American consumers' moods brightened in June, and sales of existing single-family homes rose in May to the highest monthly pace on record. The sky may be brightening for Southwest Airlines. It's reached a tentative agreement with its flight attendants union, ending a 2-year stalemate. Walmart and Rite Aid will pay a total of nearly $10 million in penalties to settle lawsuits charging they submitted false prescription claims to government insurance programs. People go into eBay to simply buy and sell stuff, but as the internet auction site and marketplace becomes increasingly popular, middlemen now popping up to help people sell their stuff. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
High debt payments by our competitors took your talk radio away. Locally owned and operated, AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. Now, another long set of uninterrupted talk. Here's Enid Goldstein.
1:24 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. This is we are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. And the theme this month, we always have a theme on the Press Club shows, is romance and weddings, because it's the month of June. And you know, we're talking about weddings, a triumph of optimism over experience, ha, ha, ha. And joining me in this segment, great favorite of everybody around here, Ellen Rucker. She is a jazz pianist and a singer, aren't you as well? And
not today, but tonight I will be.
Tonight. And she's starting a gig at the Denver Press Club on Friday nights, and it starts tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. She plays, she sings. There's going to be a mixer tonight if you're a member.
She dances.
And I am a great fan of jazz singing. And I know we're trying to hook up your keyboards here so that we can hear an example of what you do. But tell me, you came here to Denver when you were 20.
Yeah.
And did you know that you were going to be a singer and a pianist?
I had already been doing some work in clubs, believe it or not. At 16, I think I played my first gig in a club. And I wasn't singing yet, but that was later. I started out as a keyboardist. And
What was your training? I had classical piano only.
You know, but I had a feel for jazz. I had an older brother that always played jazz with bands, and the bands came to our house, and I was highly influenced by all of that. But my mother said, well, you can, if you come right home after the job and you don't drink, I'll let you go to this gig. I was 16, and the guitar player was like 45, mm-hmm. bass player was like 35, you mm-hmm. know. And here I am, 16. I probably knew about 9 tunes or something. But it was a good learning experience. I mean, everything I've done, which is a lot of things. I mean, I've been a church organist. I've been in church choirs. And I had a penchant for singing because I love lyrics.
Well, the description given to me about you is the following, that You are not only a well-known jazz pianist and singer in Denver, but you play for many years with the late Spike Robinson.
Yep.
And for the last decade, you have played every Friday at El Chapultepec, which is a Denver jazz institution. And starting tonight, you are going to be playing every Friday night except for July 2nd, so except for next Friday night.
Thankfully.
This summer at the Denver Press Club, and the public is welcome to come by and hear you play. So you don't have to be a member to come in and hear you. And are we hooked up? Can we? Let's see if... Can you give us a little taste, Ellen?
Sure.
Ellen Rucker?
Totally unprepared, but if I can't wing it at this point in my life.
You can. We know you
can.
Then
I don't know what to tell you.
Let's see if we're sufficiently...
Okay. So I'll play a blues, because I'm not singing at this point, but I will be tonight.
Jazz? Anything come to mind? A little bit of jazz?
Yeah,
some standard.
Oh, well, that was some jazz.
Yeah, no, that was good.
That was
wonderful, by the way. Bluesy.
Thank you. I consider, that was a 12-bar blues. I consider that part of jazz. There are all kinds of blues, but the jazz, I will just play a standard then.
Yeah, play a standard. You want to sing a little bit? Can you do that, or are you not in fine voice battle?
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable.
See if you can give us a little... I think it would be wonderful.
Totally,
this is totally
off the
improvised.
Yes,
like the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that I wasn't prepared to.
We're talking here. If you're just tuning in to Ellen Rucker, she's a wonderful, the best in town.
Fixing
everybody says.
Well.
And she's starting tonight, except for tomorrow, except for next Friday night. You can come in and hear her at the Denver Press Club. You don't have to be a member to come in and hear her. She's going to be doing tonight from 6 to 8 p.m.
But it is nice if you become a member here. I think. It's a great place.
It is a great place. And it was such a pit for so long, but it's become really wonderful. And John Enslin has done a great job as the president of the Denver Press Club.
This is true. This is true. I know some of these.
You play at a lot of events like weddings, since we're talking about romance. And you know, here's the thing. How many babies were born to people who listen to Frank Sinatra? I always wondered about that. You know, people who listen to all these sexy romantic jazz.
I have a clue.
You could be the godmother of many children. You don't even know that.
Well, I do know that, actually, because people come up to me and say, you played for our wedding 20 years ago, and this is our family. These are our kids. And, you know,
they were practically
at the grandmother's stage.
Did they say, you played for our wedding night many years ago. That's why we have so many children now.
I just leave it at that. But I have played for probably hundreds of weddings, yeah.
What are your observations having played for hundreds of weddings?
My observations?
Yeah, about couples.
Because they're always happy occasions. If not the rest of the time, at least for one day, everybody's very, very, very happy. And I like to play for those kinds of parties. You know, they're upbeat.
Do you know what Irving Berlin gave his wife for their wedding?
A song?
Yes, that's right.
Which one?
Always.
Always.
She got the royalties for Always, and I think she donated them to the Girl Scouts for many years.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I'll be loving you
always.
That's
a lovely story.
What do you want to regale us with?
Okay, are we okay here?
Yeah, we are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't, okay.
This is Ellen Rucker, you're listening
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Coming to you live from the Denver Press Club, and she'll be playing tonight.
Trying to find my pedal here. I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I like a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight water trips. How about you? Well, I like to read good books. Can't get my fill. Ooh, Woody Allen's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it. How about you? Can't get my fill. Baby, your looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it, yeah. Ooh, I like it. I like it. How about you?
Thank you. Really wonderful. Ellen Rucker. Oh, this is going to be a treat to hear you tonight at the club.
You can come in and sing with me.
Oh, well, here's the story. I'm taking singing lessons from Benny Williams and Diane Reeves' recommender, and I'm terrible. we've had the month of June
we'll be
off.
The judge of that. We'll be the judge
well,
of that.
Well, it won't take too much judging to be the judge of that. And Darren Gabbert, who you know has worked at KCUV as...
KUVO.
I'm sorry, KUVO.
The jazz station.
Yeah, the jazz station. And he says you are so immensely talented.
Oh, thank you.
And
Karen,
that you could be a diva
too.
Anytime, and that you are one of the most wonderful people in town.
What is a diva?
Well, a diva. Well, the opposite of what you are.
Oh.
Demanding and difficult.
Oh, God.
Sometimes
stop
I'm
me
a,
if I ever
sometimes
get
I'm
that.
A diva. I know. It's my job in life. The scream of
I'll
people
tell you
who are conservative and dumb. I don't know. What?
No, we won't include that. I wanted to tell you, if I can name drop for just a moment, speaking of Diane Reeves, I had the pleasure.
She has been a guest here at the Breast Club and on my show. She's great.
I had the pleasure of playing for her when she was 17 with the Denver Symphony Orchestra and Clark Terry. And it was and her uncle Charles Burrell was playing bass, and it was quite a night in my career. I was sitting right in the middle of the string section in that big orchestra, and I was so nervous. And Clark Terry was so nice about calming me down, but we all got seated. I had to tune up the orchestra, by the way. And I went out on stage with gum in my mouth, and I thought, oh, my mother would just die. I thought, what to do with this gum, you know? One of these black tie nights, and here I am chewing gum because I was so dry mouthed. I was so nervous. And everything turned out just fine. But Diane, I thought, that woman is going to go far. She had like three octaves already, and she had presence, and she's a beautiful woman. And
she's won, two or three Grammys?
She's right up there.
I was reading three Grammys. I was
she's
reading the
well.
New York Times just a few months ago, and
she's
appearing at
done.
Carnegie Hall.
she's not done.
She's all over the place.
She's a wonderful singer.
In San Francisco, where I lived, I was in a recording studio, Coast Recorders, in what we laughingly refer to as wine country, which is around 6th and Mission, which is where all the winos are. But it's a good recording studio. And as I was doing some of my commentaries, and as I was leaving, I see an entourage walking in. And the entourage are people that I recognize and people that I don't. Carmen McRae, for one, and her entourage.
Loved Carmen.
And Cal Jader, as it turns out. And Cal Jefferson, who has Concord Records.
Exactly.
They were all in there to do a session together, to do what became the only album that they ever recorded. And they had never worked together. They'd never done an album together.
Who's that now?
That was Carmen McRae and Cal Jader. They had never recorded an album.
I think I remember that.
together, and I wanted to be a fly on the wall desperately. So they pretended that I said, and you know, I was, I often did stories. I often, sometimes worked as a reporter once in a while, and this was one of those events where I wanted to do some reporting. So he said, just pretend that you're not a reporter. Pretend, you know, you'll just be a fly on the wall. So I sat through the session, and it was intriguing to me because you'd hear the take, but you wouldn't hear the magic of it until playback. You know, they would have to isolate Carmen McRae. Her voice was so big. Sancho Panza, Sancho, I don't know, there were all these.
Sanchez?
Drums, I think.
Pancho Sanchez, isn't it?
Yeah, Pancho Sanchez, I think.
Percussionist.
Yeah, percussionist, and so there was really some big name personnel. He died shortly, a few months after that.
They're all dead.
Yeah, she's gone too, but that would have been, that was the only, and so I did a piece on it, and I had to interview Dave Brubeck. And that's when I found out that doing the on stage, when you're administering the, you know, the Brubeck set, the most fun he ever has is on stage. That the business of running the band, the business of all the administrative stuff is the most tedious part, the least interesting part. And they did it at a memorial for Cal Jader. And they had it at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. And Brubeck played. And here's what he led with. Don't get around much anymore. And I thought, it was such an inspired and witty choice. And I'm thinking, it can't be easy to be a musician. Talk to me about that.
Well, I'd also like to mention, I have that album, Carmen. She did Because of You. My life is upside down. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a Brazilian tune, and I remember that she did that with him because that was his thing was Latin music. Cal Jader was excellent, you know, at doing Latin music. Anyway, that's just an aside, but I wanted to add that because that's a great tune.
Well, I asked her if she rehearsed, and I got the feeling that she really didn't need to anymore very much, that there was a point in her life when things really came around for her. And as far as Cal Jader, he was more concerned about the traffic that night. It was funny. It was not what you would think about both of them.
They were both very seasoned, yeah. Probably by that time. There would have been some charts involved that she would have looked at, but she was such a musician, not just a singer. She right. was a musician. She also played keyboard. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
but
I have some of her albums.
She would
does it.
Be able to look at a chart and kind of understand it quickly. You know, she was just intuitively, innately a wonderful musician. So as far as living the life,
because you know, the show is devoted to romance and weddings. I don't think you can have romance without music and the music of life, and that's something you provide.
Well, I am very much a romantic at heart, and I think my music and my style reflects that. That's my direction. I tend to, believe me, I have my eyes wide open in life. I've raised children. I have to deal with everything everybody else deals with, you know, the business part of it. It's not fun, but I am able to do it. I have a practical side. But my romantic side, I cherish because it isn't just about sex and love. I think we've lost a lot of reverence in our society for fine things, for not only, you know, beauty, a ceremony, all kinds of things that to me fall into that category of romanticizing life. For me, it's easier to think about the music, and somehow to me it's related to everything, you know, nature. And I mean, I'm
saying
music.
That because people get married and everything is so throwaway now, it isn't the
well,
special.
I'm not talking about marriage. I really don't care if people marry or whatever they do. Love is what I'm talking about, you know. Just I don't know what their situation is.
Are you saying that love is in shorter supply? Do you think?
Well, we're certainly acting out in ways that aren't don't exactly say love, you know, in so many ways. I mean, I'm talking about the war. I'm talking about people not getting along. I'm talking about violence. I'm talking about abuse. I'm talking about lots of things that make me very sad. And I thank God every day that I have this romantic sense that I have this inner world. I'm very, very blessed to be able to go there.
And I have my, like I said, my feet are firmly planted on the ground. I know what's going on in the world, but I have sort of an escape. And I try, my job is to play that kind of music and kind of give everybody else a little bit of peace, you know, and serenity, and maybe a reminiscence of a nicer time in their lives or a more romantic time or whatever. Take you away from all the stuff that people are dealing with every day.
I think, Ellen Rucker, that we are lucky to have you as the embodiment of love. And tonight she's going to be playing right here at the Denver Press Club, 6 to 8, singing and playing. And I'm going to be here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Betty, I'm going to have you sit in.
Oh, no. Well, not tonight, you're not. Because everyone will want their money back. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 72 degrees now. A U.S. Supreme Court decision could affect some Colorado court cases. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Well, no good news to report to you south of town. All lanes of Santa Fe at Mineral are still closed due to an overturned cement truck. That's expected to take 3 to 4 hours now to clean up to get those lanes reopened. Traffic is being detoured at Mineral to the north and County Line to the south, and I'd advise an alternate route if you're headed that direction this afternoon. There's an accident with injuries working at Monaco and Yale, and watch for a cleanup of an accident at Alameda and Broadway. This report brought to you by AutoZone. For a limited time only at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 and Mobil 1 oil filter for only $29.99 and get a mail-in offer for a free Mobil 1 die-cast race car. Details at AutoZone. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Many Colorado cases could be affected by a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court ruled that only juries could hand down sentences beyond what's considered reasonable. The Colorado cases could be affected because some sentences have been imposed by judges and not juries. State lawmakers may also have to change the language in some crime bills because of that Supreme Court ruling. This report brought to you by OfficeLiquidators.com. GOP Senate hopeful Bob Schaefer says Democratic Senate candidate Ken Salazar is neglecting his job as the state's attorney general to campaign for the U.S. Senate. Salazar's press secretary says her boss is using no state money while on the campaign trail and is fully qualified to do his job while running for office. Salazar and Schaefer are running for the seat, being vacated by Ben Nighthorse Campbell's retirement. Denver police say they found large amounts of dangerous chemicals when they raided a house with a suspected meth lab in it. Two men, Carol Stake and his brother Dale Stake, were arrested at the home on South Newton Street. Two kids, a two-year-old and an infant, were found in the house and are being cared for by social services. Police say the house had no operable plumbing, with numerous trash cans being used as toilets. Visit OfficeLiquidators.com for the latest selection and lowest prices on new and used office furniture, plus money-saving coupons. Visit OfficeLiquidators.com or at 6th and Sims. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:45.
It's important to me.
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom, and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest-rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. We still could see some scattered thunderstorms. Low 50s for the overnight temperature. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. And, yeah, you guessed it, maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and a low 70 high temperature for us. Partly cloudy and 72 now. KNRC News Time is 1:47. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at V-Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters needs a treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House. Then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
When you hear
a talk show host that makes fun of himself,
Doug Kellett is on AM 1150 KNRC.
Tell your wife, your children, anybody who will listen to you.
Afternoons 3 to 6.
I like it.
AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. KNRC.
1:48 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We are on Glen Arm between 13th and 14th, and if you want to come over and join us for lunch, you can do that. You don't have to remember on the days that we're broadcasting live. The focus of the show this month, and we always have a theme for each of our Press Club shows, is weddings and romance, because this is the month of June and traditionally the month that people get married. And so to help us know what it's like, we turn to our producer, Joe Anderson. Joe, maybe you could say a few words, because he was able to help us with this part of the show. And Joe?
Hey, Enid.
Hi. What is it that you were able to do here?
Well, my sister's getting married in about a week here, so a week from tomorrow.
So you were able to deliver us an actual live bride?
Yes, I was.
How old is your sister? How old is your sister?
I think she's about a year younger than I am, so I'm guessing 25.
25, and she's with us on the line, Becky Anderson. Becky, welcome to
Hello.
Enid Live.
Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm delighted. Tell me what, first of all, when are you getting married? Because I know Joe is all excited about it. He's going to the wedding.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's trying to pretend he's not excited about it, but I think he probably is.
Right, right. I'm glad you'll be able to make it. It's going to be happening on July 3rd, so next Saturday.
Next Saturday? Where's
yeah.
it happening, Becky? Where's
yeah,
it happening?
July 3rd. Mm-hmm.
Where is it happening? Can you hear me?
The ceremony will actually be held at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple in the Los
Angeles. And where are you, in Los Angeles?
I'm actually right here in Rancho Cucamonga, but which is 45 minutes east of L.A., Los Angeles. So we'll be having a separate ring ceremony, but the actual wedding will be at the Los Angeles Temple in L.A.
Becky, what is the preparation required? How many people are you going to have at your wedding?
Oh, boy, Enid. Mm-hmm. We are expecting about 150. We sent out 150 invitations, and we didn't think that a lot of people were not expecting a lot of people, because it is the holiday weekend. So, yeah, we're just kind of planning towards that.
And what did it take in the way of preparation here? When did you get your dress? How long ago?
Oh, well, I've been engaged for 6 months now, and so it took a couple months to find the one or the dress. And so, because I'm way picky, Joy can tell you that. And so a lot of
Joe is laughing. Why is Joe laughing? Joe, why are you laughing?
Yeah, like I said, it must have been, I wasn't a part of it, but from my understanding, it was an epic adventure trying to find Becky a dress for the wedding. So.
Why was it an epic adventure, Becky?
Well, actually, because since it will be inside the temple and with the beliefs, like, that it has to, the dress has to be sleeves, and a lot of dresses out there, whether, you know, strapless or with straps or so, and then I didn't want it too gaudy or too much, and so it's just kind of my own individual style. Yeah.
So do you get to take off the sleeves at the reception and go sleeveless then, or are you going to be sleeved all the way through?
I'll be sleeved all the way through, yeah.
You're going to be sleeved. And I know that you two have known each other since high school, so
yeah.
you've had a long time to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had took forever to get the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's doing the food and the catering? You had to find somebody to do
right.
the catering?
The longtime members of the and friends of the family, she's kind of taken control of the catering and the flowers and the decorations. So I'm looking forward to it.
And what about the hairdo? That's got to happen, too.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm still looking for someone because my hairdresser, I just found out yesterday, she moved to Arizona. So
what? A week before your wedding?
Right.
The hairdresser flees?
Right.
Oh, no. This is definitely crazy making.
Yeah.
Is this a day that you're looking for, you know, you can be candid with us because your family can't hear it except for your brother, and he probably already knows anyway. Is this a day you're actually looking forward to, or are you happy to have this day over?
Oh, I'm really excited. It's a lot going on, for sure. I've been waiting for this day all my life, and it's so exciting. And I'm trying to focus on also after the wedding, because I'll be moving cross country to where my fiance lives. He lives in Alabama, so that's quite a big move away from family. And so it's also
it's a big cultural change too, from California, from nearby you're not too far from Los Angeles, from
right.
nearly Los Angeles to definitely Alabama.
Yeah, the south and the east side and the west side, right.
Well, what would you like us to know that we never thought of when we're talking to a bride? Is there something that's really surprising about being a bride that most people never tell you about and nobody talks about?
Oh, I've gotten so much advice, and as far as advice, everybody's like been so great. And as far as giving advice,
what kind of advice do people give brides?
They just say be calm, stay relaxed, don't stress out on the small things. And remember that it's your day. It's whatever you want. That's what the vendors say. It's whatever you want. Nothing.
What the vendors say. The vendors say that because they want to sell you everything they
exactly.
can. What's your bouquet going to consist of? And are you going to toss it to somebody and hope that they catch it and get married five minutes later?
Right. I'm actually the first one out of all my close friends and my family to get married. So there'll be quite a few females in the
audience. It's going to be a cat fight to get the bouquet when you toss it.
Yeah, but it'll be roses and lavender and white and silver are my colors. And so, yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
So what are you going to do about finding a hairdresser since the one that you had booked, Fleet?
I'm going to do her hair, Enid.
God help us. Don't let your brother touch your hair. Your brother, I have to tell you about your brother. He got a real education over the weekend. Your brother, who's a meat and potatoes kind of a guy, thought he was being incarcerated when we took him to Aspen, the Food and Wine. You know what Food and Wine magazine is, Becky?
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay, well, they sponsor the Food Classic at Aspen every year, and this is the 22nd year. And this is every kind of exotic, very fancy kind of, you know, different kinds of foods. And Joe... At first he thought he was incarcerated. And then he got into it. And he was, by the end of the weekend, he was popping foie gras and caviar and all these exotic dishes. What are some of the dishes? You had venison from New Zealand?
Australian venison, or maybe it was
New Zealand venison.
Mussels, all kinds of seafood. They had about, you know, dozens of kinds of salmon prepared each and every way.
Right.
It seemed like mussels I had, octopus I sampled.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Well, thank you, Becky, for and lots of good luck.
Thank you
and
so much.
Now your brother has become a gourmet, so he'll undoubtedly criticize the food. Becky, lots of good luck to you and your wedding. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver, the positive place for kids. Visit them on the web at positiveplacedenver.org. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs and help kids make the most of their lives.
Hey, you're never going to believe this. Capital Access Mortgage just approved Jim and me for a zero-down, interest-only mortgage loan on the purchase price of our new home.
You're kidding. You just filed bankruptcy 2 months ago, and you didn't have to put any money down?
That's right. Capital Access Mortgage dispelled the myth that we'd have to wait 3 years to restart our financial future.
Oh, all right, what's the catch? You got to be paying an astronomical interest rate. I mean, what is it, like 12%?
No. Capital Access Mortgage was able to get us an overall blended rate below 7%. I was amazed. Our house payment will be less than we're paying to rent the home we're in now.
Wow. Well, you know, we've never even filed bankruptcy, but the lender our realtor referred us to, he turned us down for a loan. You think that Capital Access Mortgage can help us?
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, Capital Access Mortgage works miracles.
Restart your financial future today. Call 303-691-0691. Capital Access Mortgage, 303-691-0691. An outstanding member of the Better Business Bureau.
Classical music followed by a late dinner.
Going to a funny play with drinks and dancing afterwards.
An art exhibit, gallery walk. No, an outdoor arts festival.
Summer in Breckenridge is all about the arts. There's live music most nights at the Riverwalk event tent. Art galleries, festivals, free performances, theater, and workshops. Over 150 things to do and see. Breckenridge. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Have a cool summer experience in Breckenridge.
Get the best deals at AutoZone on Valucraft products. This week only, get $1.79 oil filters, fan belts from $2.99, and brake pads for only $7.99 a set at AutoZone.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Condor. Jim will host a two-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Condor, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC. Steve Smith checks traffic conditions every afternoon during the Doug Kellett Show on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:59 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. One more hour of Enid Live coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. The subject is the focus of today's show is romance and weddings. And in the next hour, because there is an underbelly to all of this, we'll be joined by Terry Kelly, who is a divorce lawyer. We'll be joined by a wedding photographer. We're going to be joined by a couple, two women, who have just gotten married. All of this and more coming up on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan at the White House. There's word as many as 25 people were killed today when American forces attacked a suspected terrorist hideout west of Baghdad. NBC's Richard Engel says Iraqi officials expect more violence ahead of next week's handover of power.
They said that emergency steps will be taken, that the Iraqi interior and defense ministries are going to work together. They didn't say if there are going to be any specific curfews, but the defense minister did say that the 30th will be a battle.
President Bush is on the road asking European leaders for more help in Iraq. He says it's in the world's best interest to make sure that country is free and democratic. And a rising star in the Illinois Republican Party has dropped out of that state's Senate race. Jack Ryan says he wants to avoid what he calls a brutal scorched earth campaign. This week it came out that Ryan's ex-wife had accused him of taking her to sex clubs in their divorce papers. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
An OnStar conversation, February 11th, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Roland.
Roland, I've just been hit.
there were two cars avoiding each other, and one of them slammed into the right front of my car.
Okay, what I can do is go ahead and call the police department for you and have someone come out to your vehicle.
Okay, I'll stay right here until they get here.
Please. Yes, my name is Marlon from OnStar. I have a customer on the line. She has been involved in an accident.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar.
Hello, I have police on the line with you.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
I just got the car. There's quite a bit of damage.
We'll get somebody out there for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am.
Oh, this just upsets me. Didn't even stop. It just drove down the road.
I can understand that. If somebody just hits your vehicle and just takes off and doesn't even stop. Would you like for me to remain online till they get to your location?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I have you.
Many Buick vehicles are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 72 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A suspect in the assault of a woman near Mount Evans yesterday has been identified. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads. Here's Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Watch for an accident working at 6th and Sheridan and another on Yale between Monaco and Quebec. And remember, all lanes of Santa Fe are closed at Mineral due to an earlier accident where a cement truck overturned. It's expected to be closed for about another hour or so. You'll be detoured at Mineral to the north and County Line to the south. This report brought to you by Castrol GTX High Mileage. Engineered for cars with over 75,000 miles, it protects against oil burn-off better than other leading motor oils. So give your car Castrol GTX High Mileage. It helps older cars feel young again. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Department has named the man they believe assaulted a woman near Mount Evans yesterday. Here's Sergeant Robert Shout.
Been identified as John Edward Morris, date of birth is 8/24/1962. He is known to reside in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Morris faces charges of assault, kidnapping, and robbery. According to authorities, Morris tied up the 36-year-old woman as she was riding her bike 3 miles east of Echo Lake near Highway 103 and then assaulted her. Found by another cyclist, the victim did not require hospitalization. She's recovering from her injuries. As for Morris, he's believed to be driving a 1991 blue Dodge van with Colorado license plate 328HCJ. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway Auto Nation showrooms. The superintendent of Denver Public Schools has reversed an earlier decision about not putting arts teachers into Denver elementary schools. Superintendent Jerry Wartgau now says that almost all primary schools in Denver will have an arts or music teacher for the next school year. Sometimes it's great to be below average, at least when you're talking about gas prices. The national average price for regular unleaded is $1.95 a gallon. Here in the Mile High City, though, it's just $1.84. That's a nickel less than last week. Once more, L.A. leads the pack at $2.31 a gallon. In sports, the Colorado Rockies will be in Cleveland over the weekend for a 3-game series with the Indians. Jeff Acero climbs the hill this evening for the Rocks, who shut out the Brewers 3-0 in Milwaukee yesterday. John Elway showrooms are celebrating July 4th independence. Declare independence from your old car, high interest rates, and get the highest factory incentives ever offered. Go to the John Elway showrooms today. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipolene and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipolene.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipolene at 800-851-8966. It's guaranteed. Call 800-851-8966. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 800-851-8966. Call now, 800-851-8966.
As our nation celebrates, we celebrate our freedoms as July 4th approaches.
Red, white, and blue.
Fourth of July.
Fourth of July.
Fourth of July.
nation is at war. Happy birthday, America, from AM 1150 KNRC.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies, maybe some scattered afternoon thunderstorms for us. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe some scattered thunderstorms as well. Low 50s for the overnight temperature. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers early, and then maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Low 70s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 72 now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we are coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. It's our monthly show from the Denver Press Club, and we always have a theme, and the theme this month is romance and weddings, because we're in the month of June. And Ellen Rucker is going to be playing. She's a jazz pianist. You heard her in the last hour. She's just wonderful. She's going to be playing tonight at the Denver Press Club from 6 to 8, and will every Friday night except for July 2, which is next Friday night. But she'll be here all summer long. You don't have to be a member to come in. Come in and have drinks. You'll have a wonderful evening. She's fabulous. And if you're interested in having her play for an event, let me give you her number. It is 720-932-8964, 720-932-8964, or you can email her at Ellen, E-L-L-Y-N, 4, the number 4, Jazz, J-A-Z-1-Z, Ellen4Jazz at AOL.com. Joining us in this segment, because, you know, if you don't take a picture of it, I guess it didn't happen, is Marie King, who is a wedding photographer. Marie, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you, Enid. I appreciate your having me here.
How do you become a wedding photographer as opposed to a fine arts photographer or any other kind of a photographer? Was that the niche that really was going to be most remunerative? Is that how that works?
Actually, I guess I'm an old maid that's a hopeless romantic, and I live vicariously through my brides, so I get to live romance every time I do a job. I also do other types of photography, but wedding photography.
How did it happen that you, did you always know you were going to be a photographer? Did you just sort of stumble into it?
Actually, as a small child, I got a really cheap little plastic camera from Grandma and Grandpa, and I took lots and lots of pictures of my pets and my grandmother as my primary subjects, and I fell in love with it, but it took many, many years before I had a career change that allowed me to do it professionally.
What were you doing professionally you went into photography?
I was actually a market rep. I don't know if I can plug them, but it was a great little tiny speaker company, if anyone knows what I'm talking about. They also have a very nice radio. Bose, by chance?
Yeah.
I worked for them.
And then what made you think that you wanted to change careers? I mean, were you just, you know, something inside of you was saying, look, I really would rather be a photographer? Was that it?
It's complicated, but it's in a way, it's very simple. With the economy changing, a lot of us found ourselves in positions where we had to find something else to make a living. At the time, I was involved with a gentleman who had been doing photography for about 18 years professionally, and he was looking to make a career change, get out of the stock market, and we started a company together, and it took off from there. I started shooting all sorts of sports and weddings and commercial work, and started doing some small commercial ads, and that developed from there.
What's the name of your company?
My name of the company is Covenant Wedding.
Covenant Wedding.
Are
weddings what you primarily do now?
I would say it's a healthy mix. I keep getting the demand for headshots, commercial things as well, and sports. I never get bored. I love always shooting different things.
What's it like to shoot a wedding? What are the money shots for the wedding? You know,
the
kiss under the, you know, what are the money shots that you really cannot screw up?
Well, the money shots obviously are the, you know, the toasts, the dancing, the cutting the cake, all the basics, you know, throwing the bouquet. But the money shot, at least as far as most of my brides and grooms are really surprised, I guess the one that they find the most intriguing are the ones that really are telling the story of their romance. And every couple has that one moment in the wedding where they don't even think they're being watched, and they make eye contact or they exchange some kind of little whisper, and you can capture the essence of that relationship right then. And that turns out to be the money shot in the end, because that's the shot that everybody
wants. Is that something
wants.
That you observe as a photographer, or have you talked to them to get some sense of the drama or the arc that their romance has taken?
I think that's something intuitively. I have always been a people watcher, and so when I talk with my my clients, I get to know a little bit about them. But you have to be observant. You have to watch for that one moment because it develops differently in each and every wedding. And there's always that one little moment. And it's not something you plan out because if it's planned, you're missing it. You know, you can't create that moment. So it's kind
of a
combination.
There are a lot of cookie-cutter photographers out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, when I do a wedding, I always provide the traditional group photo shots and the shots that Grandma and Grandpa expect. But my newer, younger weddings or clients tend to want that real photojournalistic style, and I try to give them that. Plus, I add a commercial edge to it that's kind of unique to myself from my experience working commercial photography.
What's it like? How many weddings do you think you have photographed through the years?
Oh, goodness.
How long have you been doing? How many years have you been doing this?
Well, it was about 6 years that I started doing it with my ex, and about 3 years on my own. And in that time, I've probably done probably at least a dozen weddings per year.
Per year.
Yeah.
And what do you, when you're doing a wedding, I mean, having gone to so many weddings, you've probably gone to as many as most ministers or rabbis. What are your observations about weddings? What would we be surprised to know? What are some of the things that you have learned that maybe you were surprised to learn? The good, the bad, the ugly?
Well, I've been really blessed. I haven't had any really scary brides, and I know that's one of the things that every wedding photographer is worried about. But I have found that if you are just kind of sensitive and you're a fly in the wall, you'll see that there's a lot of the similarities. There's certain rhythms that are always going to happen. The certain traditions that are very popular, lighting candles or that sort of thing. You know, obviously, I think that if there's a surprise, it's how even with all the little cookie cutter things that are in a wedding, how each one is uniquely different. There's always something different that happens. And yeah, it could be the little kid. It could be, you know, any number of things that go different.
Well, you know, there are trends in weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed what those trends are? Because they all steal, these brides all steal from each other. These websites and all these, you know, it's a huge industry. These bridal mm-hmm. magazines, the catering, the consultation, the mm-hmm. photography, all of it. I mean, it's a fortune.
Yeah, it is.
And the dresses, everything combined. You're talking about a major expenditure on a lot of these weddings.
Well, the older I get, the chances of my getting married and having mom pay for my wedding get slimmer and slimmer. And I laugh because I'm like, golly, there is just no way I could afford some of the beautiful weddings I've seen go on. But, you know, there's some great event coordinators that help make that a lot smoother for them.
Well, when you're looking at weddings, what horrible things have you seen happen at weddings?
Probably the worst thing that I saw... Oh, I have to be careful because my clients might be listening. Was a situation where a cake did not get delivered, and it was just a big stress because the reception kept going on and on and on, and they'd done everything that they could do to fill, and the cake finally showed up, but something had happened to the cake on the way, and it was, you know, slid to its side. And
like
so
the leaning,
we were rotating
the leaning tower of cake.
Exactly. So we were rotating the cake, trying to get the best photographic angle, you know, and that sort of thing for that traditional
Well, when
shot.
That happened and the cake was a mess, did everybody start snarling at each other?
There was a little short tempers, you know, flaring, but it was not, I would say, anything that most of the guests saw. I think it was behind the scene. And as a photographer, you're the fly on the wall, so you kind of see it was more like the behind the scenes event coordination people who were freaking out, and understandably so. They, you know, they had a bride, you know, who was getting more and more obsessed.
Tell us some stories about some of the weddings you've covered.
Oh, goodness. One of the favorite weddings that I photographed was actually one of my first, and it was actually at the time that he was my chiropractor and his wife, and now they're really good friends of mine. But I do remember, for me, one of the most romantic moments was they were a very sweet traditional couple, and the very day of the wedding, while we were trying to get all the group photos and everything taken care of, they had one moment together by themselves where they were counting down the moment that they could consummate the wedding because they had chosen to wait.
So it was like they had a clock going.
They had a clock.
They were waiting for that consomme.
Exactly. And they were just adorable, beautiful couple, absolutely gorgeous, sweetest, most fun people to be around. And it was just that one little moment that I captured on film where I overheard what they were talking about, but I don't think anybody else did, and I don't think they realized it, probably to this day.
If we're going to be photographed, what should we know? Some of the tips, how should we know what kind of a photographer to book? I mean, what are some of the tips you would advise couples who are, or anybody else who's contemplating hiring a photographer for some event?
You know, I think one of the things you can do if you want to audition a photographer, honestly, is take a look at their work and talk with them and have that meeting. Try to do a face-to-face. so you can see how they interact with you. Because the challenge of a photographer, whether you're doing weddings or you're doing someone's headshots or any time of people photography, is you have to have someone who can bring out your comfort level. And if you don't feel comfortable talking with your photographer and you don't feel they're going to put the effort into making you feel comfortable, forget the shots ever looking anything more than canned. You know, you look at photography, and I guess it's especially true when you're getting ready to do a bridal portrait. It's a great way for a bride to find out, you know, book a photographer you think you might want to use, do their bridal portrait. If they don't make you feel comfortable there, and they don't pay attention there, you probably don't want to put them on for the big show.
Well, it isn't making you feel comfortable. It's the quality of the work.
Well, it's a combination of both.
Is it both?
Yeah.
Because some, you know, they can make you feel very comfortable, and they're horrible. They're just not very good photographers.
And that's why you have to look at their work.
Do you ever do black and white photography, just black and white for, you know, really a fine art look for a wedding? Do you do that very much? Absolutely.
And the beauty part is I shoot digital now, which is what most photographers have gone to in the wedding industry. And so anything I shoot is going to be in color but can be turned into black and white, and you can get that beautiful
artistic. Same kind of resolution when you're shooting digitally? Not really. You don't still get that same
high resolution.
Oh,
gosh, yes. I've blown up posters of action photography into poster size that are, sharp as a tack. Now, there are going to be some people who might try to debate that they can see the difference in a photo, but I would really defy. I've talked to so many other
photographers. You do your own trimming?
I do my own color correction. I do all my own cropping and doing all that, and then I send it off to my lab.
So you don't do the printing yourself?
No. I have done printing in the past, but for my weddings, I usually go ahead and send that off to a lab because oftentimes the quality of paper is a little different for a wedding. It's a little bit more substantial than what I usually use when I'm using a sports print. Which is, you know, a good quality, but it's
a different
texture.
Well, for a while I was doing some photography, just taking classes, and we did our own printing, and we learned how to do that. And I'm a big fan of really good photography. If I could afford the Ansel Adams Moonrise over Hernandez, New Mexico, that sells for six figures, I would buy one. But
absolutely. Well, there's a lot of control when you're doing your own printing, and I know from years back in high school.
Well, you can burn.
You burn it in, and you can do that with Photoshop, and it's a whole other medium, and that's been the biggest challenge for people in the photography industry going into digital is now you are the lab. You don't send stuff in and say, hey, I want this dark, and I want this light, and I want this contrast. You become the lab, and you find out how good or bad a photographer you are when you're doing your own lab work.
Marie King, Covenant Photography, thank you so much
for joining us today.
Thank you,
Enid.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday Romantic and Wedding Edition of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
I went to turn off my computer last night, and a window came up asking if I was sure I wanted to shut down. Am I sure? How can I be sure about anything when I'm trying to sell my house?
If you're looking to sell your house, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage can ease your mind. Our extensive online exposure means your home gets shown through award-winning local and national websites. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Hello from Athens, Greece. Leave it to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels to create the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. Go to choicehotels.com to learn how to enter, and you can win a trip to the big events in Athens. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Due to increased consignments of brand new cars and trucks, an official inventory clearance event will be held at Colorado's transportation destination, the Medved Autoplex.
During this closeout, sacrifice pricing exists on more than $80 million worth of inventory.
Profit is not a major consideration.
Medved is stocked fence to fence with Chevrolet, Cadillac, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury,
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Hummer.
More arrive daily. These vehicles are inaccessible to other dealers.
0% financing is available for qualified buyers. More than 50 financial institutions agents will be available to ensure your best possible acquisition terms.
National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value.
During this limited time event, there will be a significant price reduction on everything MedVed sells.
Hurry. If you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity.
Selection is huge.
Act now.
Only at MedVed on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex.
This Sunday night, visit Hudson Gardens and Event Center for a great night of music with Lanny Garrett. And while you're at the show, stop by our booth to register for a getaway weekend at East West Resort's Main Street Station in Breckenridge, including 3 nights lodging and 2 rounds of golf. Breckenridge, with over 150 things to do and see this summer, why not stay the weekend? Visit GoBreck.com or call 1-800-GO-BREC. To enter, visit our booth at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center this Sunday.
Good day, I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks mixed at this hour. The Dow is off about 35 points, but NASDAQ is higher by 6. Lockheed Martin has scrapped plans to buy Titan Corporation for $1.6 billion. The company said it would not wait any longer for the outcome of a federal investigation into Titan's alleged overseas bribery. Consumer confidence appeared to be getting stronger in the most recent month. A reading from the University of Michigan for June was up 5 points from the prior reading. Real estate market still soaring. Sales of existing single-family homes, those that have been previously occupied, rose in May to the highest monthly pace on record. First quarter gross domestic product, U.S. growth basically, revised downward to 3.9% from 4.4%. That's a little slower than had been estimated earlier. Security experts say that the mysterious internet virus being spread by hundreds of infected websites may be aimed at stealing credit card and other financial information. Watch out. The Dow now, NASDAQ up. I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:24 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. The subject of this month's Press Club show is romance, weddings, and joining us in this hour is Terry Kelly, who is an attorney, more specifically. He practices a lot of divorce law, and this is the underbelly of romance and the underbelly of weddings. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
I just told John that I feel like the mortician at the health club.
What's the name of your law firm?
It's Kelly Hagelin, Garnsey & Kahn.
Talk to me about divorce law. Did you intend this, or did it just sort of happen?
No, it happened. I basically graduated in 68, Vietnam War, War on Poverty, went into legal aid work, and after a couple of years started my own practice, actually, with Jean Dabowski, who's a well-known, the first Colorado woman on the Colorado Supreme Court. And we basically took what came in the door, and I think our biggest corporate client was Denver Welfare Rights. And I actually stopped it a couple of times, but it's something that, it's a growth industry.
And divorce law.
Yeah, and we didn't have to worry about, downsides or anything. And I think I'm good at it. It's a very personal practice, very, you know, individual. It's not like Westinghouse versus RCA. It's got a different, lot of different human elements to it.
Talk to me about what it's like to do it. What do you see coming in the door? You know, we
everything, every story, every marriage is different. Every human's life is different. The dynamics, the different people, and I think that's one of the challenges to it is that it's hard to template it or can it or reduce it to some formula. I do tell people that it is in many respects 90% emotional and 10% law. That if you can get control over the feelings and the hurt and the rejection and the pain and all everything else that goes with it, the law will more or less tag along. But if you lose control over that part of it, if you lose control over the emotional part of it, the law goes right out the window. And
so your job really is to deal with the... You're probably 90% psychiatrist and 10% attorney, maybe, cases?
I'm a referral. I'm a GP. What I basically do is to try and get people to somebody who can help them work through those feelings so that we can go to work on the law. But we have to be sensitive. You hear a lot of lawyers say, I wouldn't do that because I don't do social work. Well, most of the law is people in trouble one way or another.
You know, Miss Manners, and I reviewed one of her books for the San Francisco Chronicle at a time when no one knew who she was, but I had been reading her in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And I always called her the Noel Coward of social advice. And she often said that a lot of lawsuits wouldn't happen if people only said, I'm sorry. People say that all the time. I never would have sued him. I never would have done this. I never, if they would only apologize. And, of course, a lot of the legal advice you get is never apologize. And that's changing, for example, in medical malpractice. Yeah. Doctors are now saying to patients, I'm so sorry such and such happened. I'm so sorry we did this and we didn't do that. And so on. And they find out that has actually a very, that the number of lawsuits has actually gone down quite substantially.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I think that dealing with people's emotions in this way, I think if there's some way of mitigating, then I think the legal stuff it may not be as sharp-edged as it would be when the emotions aren't as well dealt with.
And it's attention. But by the marriages are so all-consuming and so intimate and such a huge part of your life that they can overwhelm anything that looks simple. You know, the medical doctor patient relationship is generally compressed, but when you start apologizing inside of a marriage, everybody can go on for 3 or 4 days probably. So it's a question of finding out what really is wrong. What is it about the commitment and the trust?
By the time they come into you, it's pretty much irreparable.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I used to say that, and it still seems to be the case. Things are almost always long gone. Today, when I did this 30 years ago, first of all, men didn't do counseling at all. You know,
they wouldn't go into counseling.
Psychological counseling. It was culturally was not part of the menu. And certainly over the past 5-10 years, I would say that almost all of my male clients have done marriage counseling or individual counseling or both.
What have you seen over the span of 30 years? So men now most will go into counseling when they wouldn't do it 30 years ago. Are you seeing that the marriage is ending at a shorter period of time than they used to? People used
yes.
to stick it out longer, and
yes.
now they don't bother. If it's no good right away, they're out of there. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to hang in there.
It's much more culturally acceptable, so it's culturally easier, and people will pull the trigger, I think, more quickly.
What's the average length of marriage by the time they come to you consulting a divorce lawyer? And if you're just tuning in, my guest is Terry Kelly. He is an attorney who specializes in divorce, if I can put it that way. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live.
She has a bottle of ketchup by her, too.
Yes, I'm going to drink it in a quasi-suicidal gesture.
I'll join you. I think the ages are. I don't know the statistics on that. I would expect that the ages are all over the place. I mean, our office has certainly had 70-year-olds.
70-year-olds finally getting a divorce,
yes,
after all these years of marriage?
50 years of marriage.
Why do they do it after 50 years? Is it Alzheimer's has set in? Or is it that they say, I have 5 more minutes left and I'm not spending it with this horrible person?
Yes. And, all I think all of that, all the same reasons that other people do. It seems odd. There's a lot more marriages with wide age gaps, I think, today than there used to be.
What's the average length of the marriage, the duration of the marriage by the time they come in to see you? Was it a longer duration 30 years ago than it is now?
Probably. I mean, I've literally had one that ended on wedding night.
They got married in the afternoon. It was over by the night.
They were out of there.
Tell me about that.
Very strange. I mean,
did they only go through with it because the invitation?
The bride got to the wedding suite, and there was somebody else in there.
Oh, no.
And I guess
he was already philandering, but he wasn't even married yet.
Three's a crowd. No, this was after the dance.
Wait a minute. This is after they get married?
Yeah.
And he's got somebody else in there? Some other lady friend?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a short one.
That was
okay?
A short wedding.
That's a short.
And how long do they know each other before they get married?
Sometime. I mean, that's one thing I do find, that the people who've lived together, and I have no fact, I think the statistics are, that the people who live together and then get married have less chance of success in the marriage than those who don't. Now, there's a lot of different reasons for that, but... I think there's an assumption that if you get to know somebody by living with them, then
you're going to have a better marriage. But it seems to work the other way around.
It does.
If we were in the unhappy position of having to find ourselves in a divorce lawyer, what do we want to look for in a divorce lawyer? Do we want a pit bull? Who do we want? do we want Raoul Felder?
Jeez. You'd have to have
Marvin
a lot of
Mitchelson.
Money. You'd have to have a lot of money to get Raoul, I think.
What is Raoul charge, do you think?
There was just a story about him in New Yorker, and I think it's like $600 or $700 an hour, but I'm sure that for certain celebrities he's much less. I mean, he's kind of loss leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people to try and talk to at least 2 and maybe 3 people, and try to make some sort of a connection where they feel...
But how do you know who's really competent? I mean, you might make a connection and they're a nice person, but they might not be all that competent as a divorce attorney.
Well, there are resources. There's various publications. There's a book called The Best Lawyers in America, which covers all the cities in America and all the different specialties. There are local...
Where do you find that book, Best Lawyers in America? In the library?
In the library.
I'm sure it's a tattered cover. Is it a fairly good
I think it is.
Quality publication?
I think it is. When I'm looking for somebody in a different city,
mm-hmm,
to help somebody out, that's the first resource I go to. I think it's a survey of the legal community and one that I think is done seriously and
so it's a fair
thoroughly
survey?
I think so.
Okay.
Think so.
Have you ever had the pleasure of 2 people who came in to you, or 1 person came into you to be divorced, to talk them into rethinking it and have that stick? Has that ever occurred?
Yes, but you don't. The first talk is always to make sure they know what they're doing. You don't want to be dealing with somebody who's extremely impulsive. You don't want to be taking. There's some people who are ready for the operation and some people who aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't take somebody's tonsils out if they're heart condition would kill him,
mm-hmm,
and if somebody's chronically depressed and trying to find a way out of a murky cloud, and they decided that divorce is the answer, so you work hard at those first meetings to make sure that this is a rational, reasonable resolution of the relationship. And then we always ask, are there kids? There's certain operations that are easier than others. Are there children? One thing I've decided is that it's very hard on children. And I mean 18, 19, 20, 25-year-olds. I don't think it's that children who are, only infants or very young children are affected by their parents' divorce. I think children across the board are.
There has been research where they're affected for the rest of their lives.
So,
and yet the parents you know, sometimes do this quite cavalierly. I'm sure you've had repeat business from people who are serial marriers.
I've certainly done more than one divorce for some people. But what happens in divorce, and I think at the end of marriage, is almost some sort of narcissism, where for whatever reason, the people for their own survival become pretty self-centered. And maybe they have to get there to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're that way from day one. But that survival technique or that personality trait really kind of squeezes the kids out and takes all the oxygen out of the room, really. The kids are, it's a tough time for them. It's really tough.
As a divorce lawyer, what advice would you give couples so that they might be able to avoid your services from your observations?
I've been married for 35 years, and part of it's probably of what I do. I mean, I value my marriage, I think, and my wife and my family a great deal more than I perhaps would have had I gone on to do other things. I seen the pain that people can cause each other, I feel incredibly blessed by the people who are closest to me. And I think you've got to appreciate that and show some appreciation of it. As I sit here, I'm thinking, I'm not very good at that. You know, I don't go around telling Alice how wonderful she is and how much I value her. But I think she knows it. I think she knows it because
she knows
it.
She knows it, and it's nice to say it.
Yeah.
Either
yeah,
with flowers or verbally or with the affection in your voice, it's always nice to hear.
I agree, and I think there are building blocks. You know, one is commitment, where you just say we're going to do this. The other is trust. You know, people. If you don't trust your spouse in terms of just basic personality, you're in deep trouble. And
also the willingness to hang in. I think
that
today,
commitment
I think,
part of it is
yeah. I think today, when the first time of trouble, I think a lot of people just head out.
We're almost conditioned to that.
Mm-hmm. There's the consumer society aspect of it. If you've ever, I have never been married,
mm-hmm.
but you will go to a party and people are already looking over your shoulder for someone cuter to walk in. You know, it's like, well, if this doesn't work out, there's always a cuter, better model on the market 5 minutes from now.
We're struggling, I think, as a society about relationships and I think people would like to have a long and loving marriage, but there are things we are at war at in the culture about that too. There is a disposable mentality and a me first element thing to it that works against it.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Terry Kelly, a divorce attorney, the other side, the underside, the underbelly of romance and marriage.
I'll put that on my tombstone. I kind of like that.
Your line about being the mortician at the health club.
Well, this kind
that was
of
a great line.
Thank you very much.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 76 degrees. Authorities have identified a suspect in yesterday's assault of a woman near Mount Evans. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first. Here's Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We have a report of a car hitting the barricade on southbound I-25 near Dry Creek. Police are on the scene and they're detouring traffic onto the shoulder while they get that accident cleared from the highway. Don't know if there's any injuries involved there. All lanes of Santa Fe at Mineral are closed due to an earlier accident where the cement truck turned over and made a mess on the roads there. It's expected to be closed for about another half hour or so. You'll be detoured at Mineral to the north and County Line to the south. This report brought to you by JCPenney. It's the JCPenney's Super Storewide Sale, Saturday and Sunday. Take an extra $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, or $15 off $75 or more. It's all inside JCPenney. This is Chris Gensch in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The man suspected of assaulting a woman riding her bike near Mount Evans yesterday has been identified as 41-year-old John Edward Morris of Glenwood Springs. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Department says Morris faces charges of assault, kidnapping, and robbery after tying up a 36-year-old woman who was riding her bicycle 3 miles east of Echo Lake and then assaulted her. Morris is believed to be driving a 1991 blue Dodge van with Colorado license plate 328HCJ. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. The University of Colorado Board of Regents is considering giving CU President Betsy Hoffman a raise, but that has some people upset. A group of several grad students and a few members of the local NOW chapter hand-delivered a letter to the president's office this morning. In it, they demanded a public apology for Hoffman's comments on the C-word during a recent deposition in connection with the school's recruiting scandal. Denver's public elementary schools will have arts and music teachers after all. Superintendent Jerry Wartgau had reversed an earlier decision about not putting arts teachers in primary schools. Denver voters approved money for the teachers and programs last year, but many DPS schools got exemptions after having to make budget cuts. Most of the 32 exemptions granted earlier this month have now been canceled. Did you know that the Orkin Man takes ongoing classes to keep up with the latest in pest control? After all, nobody's born an expert. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
As our nation celebrates, we celebrate our freedoms as July 4th approaches.
Red, white, and blue.
Time when our nation is at war. Happy birthday, America, from AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean line of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms possible through the afternoon into the evening hours, maybe some isolated thunderstorms after midnight as well. Low 50s for the overnight temperature. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers early on, then maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Low 70s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 76 now. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Does your gas barbecue grill pass the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality gas barbecues, including premium gas grills from MHP. Using only state-of-the-art materials and workmanship, MHP gas grills are built to withstand Colorado's harsh environment, and with MHP's lifetime warranty, you should never have to buy another barbecue again. Since 1961, when they invented the world's first gas grill, MHP has been leading the way in quality. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in gas barbecues, outdoor gas fire pits, and quality wrought iron furniture. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium gas grills from MHP, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio. For 50 years, Colorado's barbecue expert. Thanks.
AM 1150 KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys have been a crooked, you know, lying group that I've ever seen.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, so just a few minutes more. We are joined in this segment by two women, Bridget Brophy and Suzanne Banning. They have been marching in Denver's Gay Pride Parade since they became lovers 9 years ago, but this Sunday they're going to be marching as wife and wife because they just got married in Canada in September. The parade's grand marshals apparently this year are a group of gay families, so maybe more politics this year than last. Thank you, both of you, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
What was the song they played when you two got married in Canada?
Oh, no, this was something the attorney that married us, he's an amateur musician, he came up with, Here Comes a Bride, Here Comes Another Bride. And he did it for grooms, too.
You both live in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You met 9 years ago.
Yep.
Suzanne, what do you do?
I work for public television, Channel 6.
And you are
a fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Yeah. Or I won't pitch over the radio.
Or a fundraiser.
They have
their begathons are too long.
Are they?
I'm
in charge of the auction.
I'm registering. If I see Wayne Dyer one more time, but he is a kind of interesting, or Barbara Scherer.
About Susie, you know?
Susie Orbeck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Bridget, what do you do?
I work for a private investment partnership in downtown Denver, and I know you're going to ask me
Are you a vice president?
Vice president, second in command.
We're anointing you with this title. Okay, so why did you decide finally, how did you meet each other, by the way?
Mutual friend acquaintance. It was Suzanne's friend and an acquaintance that worked for me.
Set us up blind date, basically.
And love at first sight? Love at second sight?
Yeah, second.
Second sight. Yeah. And you've been together all these years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And when the possibility presented itself to actually formalize the relationship and get married, you took advantage of it. But is the marriage recognized in this country?
No, it's not. It's because of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. No gay marriages are recognized in this country. And, of course, states are trying to pass it at various state levels, including Colorado, which has already passed it.
Yeah, but it looks like it's not going to be a federal, an amendment to the Constitution. It's not going to go that far.
We hope not. That would be very disappointing. But, you know, just that they're even using that as something that they bring up at this point is so, I think it's kind of, it's disappointing because they don't think it's going to pass, but yet Bush and the different folks are still trying to get that passed.
Talk to me about gay marriage. A lot of people don't understand why, since everybody's trying to flee the institution of marriage at the rate of about 50% of those who actually get married, why you want to open yourself up to the heartbreak. But there are some really practical reasons why you would want to get married. And elucidate, what are some of those reasons? For example, if one or the other of you were to become ill, what would the situation be right now? Even though you got married in Canada, would your wishes prevail, or would your family say, well, you can't see, the one partner can't visit the other partner? I mean, how does this work now?
In terms of illness, we still haven't done a medical power of attorney, which we need to do, although we both have wills, which would take care of the state in the event of death. But the gay community has to go through a lot more hoops and a lot more personal expense to take care of getting your wills and your estate, things that automatically would be taken care of, at the very least, if you're married. If you die and hopefully you want everything to go to your spouse as a heterosexual married couple automatically obtains that in the event that you don't have a will. And as gay couples, even though we have a house together and we are financially interdependent on each other, all of a sudden we would have to perhaps fight with family members if they intervened on various property matters. In the event of illness, we could be excluded from visiting each other in the hospital if a certain hospital had a problem.
If one person died, you would not be able to get the other person's Social Security as a partner, as
and
a surviving partner.
Right. And that's a big one. We don't have children. Some of our friends have children, and it really affects them because since only one gay person can have legal custody of a child, they can't do two of the same sex. Well, then if the one who is the breadwinner within that relationship were to pass on, the other two would not get Social Security, the child included, unless that the breadwinner was the legal adopter of that child, which isn't always the case, depending on how the relationship occurred. So there are a lot of things I think that, you know, I think the hetero couples, they're lucky. You know, you've been talking about all these great things all day long about marriage and of course, right before us, the divorce part. But they take a lot for granted. When they go into that marriage, they don't have to think about some of the things a gay couple has to think about when we make a commitment to each other and, you know, marriage being an afterthought, since that's never been something we've thought we were going to be able to do.
So you do it. You go to Canada to do this. It has really no legal standing in this country, does it? Was it more for your own sense of commitment and a formal ceremony saying, look, we are pledged to each other?
No, because if we wanted to do that, we could have had a commitment ceremony here, which would be just as unrecognized by government entities as our marriages from Canada.
Right.
But we did it really so that we could be legally, say we are legally married.
I mean,
now.
We have a document from a government.
And
you know?
Just because
that says you're really, you're legal, you're a legal beagle.
Yes.
What about going, you couldn't go to Massachusetts? Don't you have to be a resident of Massachusetts to get married there? Why would you not go to Massachusetts?
Well, first of all, they hadn't started that process. I mean, it wasn't legal there yet.
You want to get married again in this country?
You
could be double married.
We can't. If they, you know, if they asked us, is there a legal impediment to your marriage? Well, there is. We're legally married in another country, and just because this country fails to recognize homosexual same-sex marriages, yet if you were from another country and you're straight, they'll recognize your marriage as being valid in this country.
Marriage, right. Mm-hmm. How old were you when you both knew that you were gay, and how did you come out to your families?
Well, I was just before I turned 17, and then thanks to a nosy brother who paid too much attention to what I was up to, he kind of would run around the house and say things to my mom like, hey, Bridget, you ever going to get married? No, not unless it's to a girl. And so then she started paying attention. So anyhow, I won't go into circumstances in terms of how she found out, but it wasn't pretty. And then, of course, I was raised Catholic, and so I got the Catholic guilt as well as you know, the whole I hate gays and, you know, this isn't right kind of thing. So,
did it ever eventually work itself out so that it worked out with the family?
Mm-hmm. Her mom.
Yeah, she's the best now.
Yeah, I mean, she really is. Very supportive.
So it was a real shock for her at that time
when
she came around.
Well, it took years. And
you know, she is a little older than 17 now. So, it did take a few years.
She's 80 now. So, but she loves Suzanne and my whole family does. So that's really nice.
Suzanne, how old were you when you came out? And how did you come out to your family?
I was about 24 when I actually came out to myself. I moved here from Minnesota after college, and then 7 years later, after being with a woman, not Bridget yet, but for 7 years, I finally told my family, and they were like, wow, really? I'm like, well, didn't you ever think, why was I living with one woman for 7 years, you know? And I think in Minnesota everyone's friends, so they didn't think much of it, but and they haven't been quite as accepting. I have 5 siblings. We don't really talk anymore. A lot of them have religious beliefs that, you know, put me in a category of something that, you know, before they loved me, but now, you know, they're not really sure, I guess. I don't know. But I have a dad and a sister who are great, and they more than make up for it. So I'm okay with that.
And the Gay Pride Parade is this weekend.
Yes, we're really excited.
And where is it?
It starts at Cheeseman Park, 9:30 the parade goes off.
What day?
Sunday.
Sunday,
yep.
Okay.
And it'll go down Colfax and end right in front of the Capitol on Broadway. So they'll have a little viewing stage, and it'll be fun.
Well, you're not supposed to congratulate the brides, the bride or the brides, but I wish both of you really well.
Thank you.
Any words that you want to leave us with in terms of gay marriage that might provide some kind of
I think that the big thing would be to say, well, in Massachusetts, people are marrying gays. In Canada, New Zealand, they're marrying gays. And you know what? Those countries haven't sunk. Those states haven't sunk. The world is, sun still comes up and shines. And Bridget and I still get to just love each other and take care of each other as we always have. So here comes the brides.
Thank you, both of you, for joining us today. Bridget Brophy and Suzanne Banning. Here comes the brides, indeed.
All right. Thanks
and
for having us.
You can see the brides at the Gay Pride Parade this Sunday. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Get the best deals at AutoZone on Value Craft products. This week only, get a $1.79 oil filter, fan belts from $2.99, and brake pads for only $7.99 a set. Details at AutoZone.
Sell your car.
Phil, what is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers in 19 Suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who'll help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people in real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry.
Call Community Classifieds today. 303-279-5541.
I am a popcorn enthusiast. Mmm, popcorn, the most provocative of all the snack foods. The silky smooth texture, the rich buttery ecstasy.
Ow! The unpopped kernels!
Don't let toothaches interfere with your life. When you can't get to the dentist, get Maximum Strength Ambisol. It contains the same strong pain relief medicine your dentist uses, so it works faster than you can say,
ah.
Maximum Strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone. Use as directed.
The odds and ends that live under Dylan's bed come to life in the Arvada Center's Children's Theater production, The Monster Under the Bed, playing June 15th through July 29th in the Arvada Center's Outdoor Amphitheater, ideal for children ages 3 and older. This original musical production is the entertaining story of clothes and toys fighting to survive as Dylan cleans his room. For more information or for tickets, call 720-898-7200 or visit www.arvadacenter.com. Centrum Carb Assist is the more complete multivitamin supplement with higher levels of a select group of nutrients that help your body efficiently utilize fats and protein.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC. As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Get back!
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:58 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, yours for just a minute or so longer. Joe Anderson, I have to thank you for this. He found this website, marryyourpet.com. I don't exactly know what this entails, but I don't think I want to know either, since the show is coming to you live from the Denver Press Club, and the focus has been on marriage, weddings, and romance. John Enslin, thank you for doing a fabulous job producing this show, as you do our Denver Press Club shows. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you, Enid.
We've had everything, divorce lawyers, gay couples, wedding photographers.
We forgot one thing. We should have had somebody married during the show.
Well, that would have been if we get a pet, we'll marry our pet. Yeah. And joining us also is Holly.
Yes.
Holly, thank you for joining us. And tell us why you two are together
well,
here.
Holly is the person who's helping the Press Club book a lot of weddings in, and we've had some great success with that. Right, Holly?
Yes, very good success.
A lot of people are booking weddings here. We are out of time. John, you have done a fabulous job, as always. Come to the Press Club tonight and hear Ellen Rucker play and sing. It's open to the public. Joe Anderson, you did a fabulous job helping Soda Jordan Lyles back in the studio. Darren Gabbard as well. Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6. I'll see you noon to 3 on Monday. Same time, same place. I'm Enid Goldstein. Have a wonderful weekend. Do something generous and listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan at the White House. President Bush is in Ireland, the first stop in several days of talks with European allies. The president is pushing his plan for other countries to get more involved in Iraq. As the date nears for the transfer of power in Iraq, interim leaders are looking for ways to tighten security. NBC's Richard Engel has more from Baghdad.
They're still trying to figure out what exactly those emergency steps will be. They seem that they'll be quite localized. If there's problems in Fallujah, for example, they might impose curfews and some sort of emergency steps, emergency law in that one city.
U.S. warplanes, meantime, struck a suspected hideout of Iraqi insurgents in Fallujah. Coalition forces say as many as 25 people were killed. And Martha Stewart's sentencing on her stock fraud conviction has been put off again to July 16th. Stewart's attorneys want a new trial because a prosecution witness is accused of lying on the stand. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
An OnStar conversation, February 11th, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Marlin.
Rollins, I just been hit. There were two cars avoiding each other, and one of them slammed into the right front of my car.
Okay, what I can do is go ahead and call the police department for you and have someone come out to your vehicle.
Okay, I'll